And I get a reply. It's from the president. And I get the classic, I feel like I could have made this in 5 minutes response.
Oh my gosh. That is so rude.
Honestly, the audacity.
That's just the audacity. It's rude.
Hey guys, this episode is sponsored by Moodelier and Hectic and viewers like you. Just kidding, we're not PBS. Thanks for supporting the brands that make this podcast possible.
Hey.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good. We have a guest.
We do?
We do.
Who's our guest?
Hi.
Hi. Hey, I'm here too. Don't forget me. We didn't rehearse the intro. We've been confused.
We don't rehearse any of this stuff.
No professionalism here. We just go for it.
I'll be honest, I was literally thinking of like the funniest way to say the hello thing because I know you guys do it every episode. So I was like, how should I chime in?
I love it. We just like when a distant voice, a random voice just pops up out of nowhere.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Just how we like to do it.
Like, from the wind. Who is that?
Yeah, from the wind. Exactly.
From the wind.
You guys, we are so excited to be having Elliot Ohm. Is that how you say it?
Yeah, that's it.
Did I say it right this time?
Yeah, okay. You got it.
Elliot Ohm with us. If you know him from Instagram, it's Elliot is a cool guy.
Yes.
That's it. My preferred name. I'm going to change it on everything.
Your last name is just is a cool guy now, yeah. But like all one word.
All one word.
I think people know
me. Are you
going to
legally change it?
I mean, look, as much as I'd love to, it's actually weird. I thought I would get old of Elliot as a cool guy after a while, but
yeah,
I never got old
sure.
of it. That is the one thing that I've kind of stuck with. And it's like, yeah, I still
How could you get tired of it?
It's perfect.
It's perfect. And it's also just like makes you feel good every time you look at your Instagram.
Yeah, you know, that was the whole point. It was like, if I tell everyone that I'm cool by putting it in my name, then people will believe that I'm cool.
You
and the
speak
amount of
it
time,
into existence.
So smart.
Exactly.
You're manifesting.
And people keep saying, wow, Elliot really is a cool guy. Like, yeah, that's
you're
the
like,
point.
Yeah, obviously.
But yeah, Elliot, we're so excited to have you.
We're so excited.
I am so excited to be here. I've been looking forward to this since we scheduled it in what, February?
Yeah.
I'm so bad with dates. And I was like, Elliot, this is the first time you're going to put something in your calendar. You're going to lock it in. I'm horrible with double booking myself. And I was like, no, this is so far in advance. You cannot screw this up. And we're here.
I love it. No, we knew immediately. As soon as we discovered your Instagram account,
we were like, wait.
Like, Elliot is just, we're aligned. We're like, we belong together on the same podcast somehow. Like, it just makes sense.
I was like, could we just take all of his posts and put them on our Instagram and like not do the work of our Instagram anymore? I feel like it's so perfect.
It's relevant.
It's so relevant. Every post you share, I'm just like, oh, well, I like laugh out loud, first of all. And then I send it to Arabella. And then it's just like, oh my gosh, like, it's so genius. It's so,
so
good.
Glad, genius.
It's just, you know, I get stories from other people. And because I don't like, I think a lot of it is because it's all just like funny graphic design stuff, eh? But now I'm trying to move it into more just funny freelancer kind of creative things. And I think that's doing well. So it's a bigger audience, more fun.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I love it.
No,
I
love it too. And I just have to say too that, for, you know, like all of our Australian guests are just amazing, by the way. Like,
we actually have a lot of Australian listeners too.
And Australian listeners.
It's one of our number, it's like our number two.
Our number two.
Country. Mm-hmm. And our followers on Instagram too. It's like we have Australia is like up there, which is cool. And I've never been, but I feel
like we need to go
on an Australian tour and visit all of our guests.
No, yes. It's a lovely place. But it's funny because it's like the opposite for me where the majority of my audience is American. And
from the UK
as well. Like, it's actually a struggle because when I do, like, I'm thinking shipping and stuff, right? If I want to release any kind of product.
Right.
I'm like, Australia to US shipping is, like, is a joke.
It's rough.
It's absurd.
Yeah.
And, like, I do Twitch streams. And I have to stream from 12 p.m. my time because then, like, halfway through my stream, all my viewers start going to bed. Because they're from America.
Oh, my gosh.
Right.
So it's really interesting how I've kind of just got this pretty much entirely American audience now. And I don't know what to do.
It's making your life difficult.
Yeah. It's like I think I need to move countries for the sake of my career. And time zones. It's 9:30 a.m. right now.
I know. All of our guests that we have for Australian are like, we're like, what cocktail are you drinking? And they're like, well, it's 9 a.m. So
Don't spoil anything.
So coffee. And it's like 9 a.m. tomorrow, right? Like you're living in the future right now.
Yeah, it's a beautiful Thursday.
See, we're in the past. We're like behind. Sorry.
Sorry. If you can't catch up with the trends, then don't bother. You know, just because you're behind. No,
we'll never be ahead.
Oh, I love it. I'm already having a blast right now. Well, before we get started on that, I feel like there's so many things that we have to do beforehand. But how about we talk about drinks?
Okay, speaking of drinks. Speaking of Australian guests that we've had.
Oh my God, yes. Okay, so we're starting a new month. So this month is all about margaritas.
It's halfway through April.
You're giving away our secrets.
You're giving away our secrets, Elliot. What are you doing?
Tell me. I thought this was coming out today.
No. Oh my gosh, that's so funny. You're like, you're really behind, actually. You're like half a month behind. You're more than a day behind.
You know what? Now we're ahead. So if you can't follow the trends, don't worry. If you can't keep up with the trends, don't follow.
I'm so out of date. I'm already irrelevant. This is a disaster.
I love it. But anyway, when this episode gets published, we will be starting. Well, so it's May, right? And we're just like, oh my God, of course, Cinco de Mayo. Of course, like, of course, I'm Mexican. Margaritas. We need to like do margarita month. So we're doing all margaritas.
Do you celebrate Cinco de Mayo? Because I've heard that in Mexico, they don't really celebrate it. Do they?
Specific towns. Okay. Like specific towns. Because, right, it only really is Puebla in Mexico that celebrates it because of the war thing, the battle. See, I don't even know my own history. So certain people, you know, like that part of town does. Okay. But then there's like other, like plenty of people who don't too, right?
Sure.
But like for us, like in America, it's like, it's a very American holiday. It is a very American holiday, but it's like, right? It's a Mexican American because it's our way of celebrating our culture on this day. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, I don't know.
So like, does your family do something?
We always like either get together and just like, you know, have family time. Like, it's just family time.
Yeah.
But I know people love to do like the car shows, and then like there's all the flags and all that stuff. So like you could go to that if you wanted to. You know, not right now. But
I'm sure they're great here in San Jose.
Oh yeah, yeah. There's a big community.
Yeah.
But anyway, so margaritas and our previous guest, amazing guest, Kittia Palaskis. She was on, I don't know how many episodes now.
A while ago.
Back in April.
Exactly. her episode title was called The Audacity. And I can't remember. I'm pretty sure she was drinking this cocktail. It's her cocktail. And it's basically a coconut margarita.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought it'd be appropriate to call it The Audacity based on her episode.
Mm-hmm.
It's a coconut margarita.
So what's in it?
It's got a tajin rim. And it's basically coconut 1800 coconut tequila. I shouldn't even say their name until they sponsor us.
Yeah.
Huh?
That was for free.
I know. That was for free.
And then
we've got only one.
That's it. And then when your sales skyrocket, then come to us.
Yes. Coconut tequila. Then we've got either triple sec or we use it's supposed to be triple sec, but I forgot it at home. My bad.
Oh, no.
So we use, I don't even know how to pronounce it. It's like Contro.
Sounds great.
Contro. It's basically like orange liqueur.
Is that what triple sec is?
Yes,
too?
Exactly. So it's just like difference of a brand.
Orange liqueur.
Yeah, some kind of orange liqueur, and then a whole lime.
Oh my goodness.
A whole lime. Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
A whole lime. Fresh.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's it. That's this.
So
that's,
you just put the lime in there whole, like with the rind and
the
everything?
Whole thing. Okay. The whole thing. Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Dissolves.
It just melts into the...
It smells amazing.
It does.
So, but anyway, first, what are you drinking, Elliot?
Cheers. I was just waiting for you to ask. So I have whipped up a little something myself. It's just been sitting here chilling. this entire time. It's homemade. Wow. It's homemade.
Okay.
We love homemade.
Basically, yeah, the way I've made it, it's a mix between like machinery and like, you know, homemade kind of stuff. So I've put in a pot of Starbucks coffee into a machine, closed it, press a button. And this is my second coffee. It's 9:30 a.m.
Wait, what time did you wake up?
Oh, I woke up at 8. Not too bad. But I'm very bad. I'm not a morning person. Oh, God.
I'm not a morning person either.
It's early for Arabella.
Yeah, no.
But I've got a lovely coffee with me. So
that means you woke up for us. I'm so sorry.
No. I woke up and then this got me out of bed at a good time, good. You know? Because I had to have breakfast and all that still.
That's true. Yes. Okay. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Love it. So good little coffee.
Yeah, it's a cute little
What
coffee.
Time is it over there?
It's 9:48 right now a.m.
Okay.
Yeah, see?
Oof.
Daylight saving turned off.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I know. It's rough for all of our...
Honestly.
All of our people. I know. Australian people.
No, it's fine. I think this is fine. It's good, okay, you know? Good. It kicks the day off in a great... I always worry because I've done another podcast with an American host. And it was like at 8:30 a.m., I think. So it was a bit earlier. Ugh. And I remember I hadn't spoken because I live on my own and I hadn't spoken for the whole day. You know, the half an hour that I was awake. And then I get up and I try and do this podcast. And like the first half an hour was dead. Like I was like listening back to it. I was like, oh, no. Like the coffee hadn't hit yet or something. And I was like, I just sound like I just woke up. Yeah. So this time I was like in the shower being like, test, like just to try and like actually speak because it's so weird when you just get up and you just start talking and you don't have any.
Yeah. That is weird. That is weird.
No, this has been fine. Don't feel bad.
Okay, good.
Okay, good. I'm glad.
Me too. Yeah. I'm glad. Well, should we cheers?
Let's cheers.
To the audacity of clients.
Yeah.
Cheers. Let's try this.
That's so good. I've never had, what is it? Coconut tequila?
Yeah.
Wow.
Coffee's good.
That's really good.
It's pretty average. It's not amazing. It'll do.
I love it.
It'll do.
No, this is good.
Yeah.
I love it. I can really, the coconut really comes out.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Oh,
I would have this.
You could have had a little splash of coconut in your coffee.
Oh, yeah.
I could have.
You could have done a coconut cold brew.
Well, that's all right.
I've always wanted to get into cold brew, but I've always been a bit scared, I'll be honest, you know? I'm just like...
of how much caffeine?
You can only have a little bit at a time.
You gotta ease into it.
Like, is there... Because, like, I love iced lattes.
Yeah,
but, like,
I love iced lattes, too. Is a cold brew
an iced latte, or is it just, like, cold coffee?
It's cold coffee. Well, how do they make it? They take the coffee grounds and they just put them in water and put it in the fridge, right?
Yes, exactly. So you know how like there's like French. I know. So you know how like French press is like immediate, like French press coffee. Wait, you're telling me that you're a graphic designer and you don't know your coffee?
You don't even have a French press.
We have milk and everything. Australian coffee very different.
I swear. I love it.
French press.
Okay, well, so French press is like. That little, like, I don't know. Should I? I don't even know.
Don't try.
I'm not even going to bother. But anyway, it's like basically.
Have you used one?
Yes.
Okay, I'm just asking.
I've used one.
I
learned
didn't know.
During quarantine. Okay.
Okay. Wow, I didn't know you
but
were so excited
about this. But basically the French press
this.
Is like super immediate, right? It's like the grounds, whatever, and then like it's like right then and there. But cold brew is done overnight. So it's like like Ellie said. Like,
so it's a lot more caffeine, right?
It's very heavy, very strong. So,
but you can put milk into it. So, I mean, when I've had cold brew, I get it with milk. I can't drink it alone.
No.
Because
it's too bitter also.
It's too acidic for my stomach. Without something, you know?
Yeah.
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 Like, you've never had it.
Yeah, okay, no, I mean, this is why I haven't had it. It's a concern that I know, you know.
You guys have Starbucks in Australia,
well,
right?
Yes.
Like a...
we do.
Starbucks.
They're very...
So I don't know. I've never
so
been.
It's so funny because like cafes are the Starbucks of Australia because there's so many of them. But then Starbucks is like a boutique thing. It's like you find the occasional Starbucks. I recently have this like new job that I'm doing... deep in the city, and there's a Starbucks nearby, and I've been getting a tall caramel macchiato every day.
Yes, I love that.
For $6 Australian, which is like $300 US. And it's like, it's so bad. It's become a habit. This feels like this coffee that I've got here is nothing in comparison to that caramel macchiato. I did not think that'd be that good. Okay.
Oh, the reason I was going to say that was just because the cold brew at Starbucks, I don't know, maybe it's not like this in Australia, but the cold brew at Starbucks in America will shock you when you take a sip of it. Like literally like an actual shock. We were driving to a job and we stopped and got Starbucks. They have like this, it was around in the fall. So they had like a pumpkin cold brew with like a pumpkin foam on top. And we're in the car.
Why did they do the foam?
The foam is so good. We're in the car and Arabella took a sip of hers and she was like, oh my gosh, it shocked me. And I was like, no, it didn't. I was like,
yeah, she like straight up didn't believe me.
I did not believe you. The cup shocked you? She was like, yeah, like it shocked my tongue. And I was like,
well, technically my lip.
Or your lips. Sure. And I was like, no, it didn't. So then I took a sip of mine and then I got shocked. And then every time I've had one, the first sip, you always get shocked. And I Googled it.
Like, is that electric shock?
Like an electric shock?
Yeah, like, you know.
In your mouth? Yes.
Or like emotionally shocked.
No.
Like it's like a physical reaction.
No, like a physical shock.
You can see a spark.
Wow.
I mean, I didn't see the spark, but I felt the spark.
Oh my God. Okay.
I saw a spark. And so it's, and like, every time it's this, I don't know if it's all cold brews or if it's just this kind with the special foam, but I looked it up. I Googled it. I was like, is this a thing? And it said that it's the kind of lid that they use.
It's a conspiracy.
It's the lid where like it's the kind of lid where you can drink from it without a straw. And for some reason, those lids like with the cold brew,
it's bad
it
news.
Creates a shocking experience, but it's just the first sip. So you have to like be careful and then you can go for it.
What the hell? That's
fascinating. I know.
Yeah. It's very interesting.
This is just putting me off cold brew, this whole conversation. I was looking forward to it. And I'm saving a lot of money.
Now you're like, no. yeah, you're welcome.
Okay, but tell me why. So one of my Australian friends from college, she had the coffee here in the US when she was here for a semester. And she said that she couldn't handle the coffee here the way that she handled the coffee.
Like it made her more jittery? Like,
yeah. Yeah, which I'm like, what?
It's stronger here?
I guess it might be stronger here. I don't know.
I think it is stronger.
But she just couldn't hang.
I feel like it would be. I think that makes
sense. I mean, us Americans.
I mean, I've had
we can't do anything subtly.
So we have to be loud as hell.
We have to be like, it's either like all
I'm
or nothing.
I'm American.
Yeah.
I'm here.
So
we
just overdo everything.
Everything.
So that's probably why.
That's America.
This
you
is
know,
pretty bomb.
There you go.
I've been, which and yeah. I love it there. I love New York.
New
York's beautiful.
I'm a musical theater kid at heart. So it's like it was perfect, you know. Saw all the shows, all the shows.
Amazing shows.
Oh yeah,
amazing.
I wanted to go back this year, and then this year, but then obviously COVID ruined that.
Yeah,
last year. Yep. And now. Because Australia is pretty much COVID-free, which is absolutely absurd.
That is
insane. That's great.
Yeah.
I love that.
And you're in Sydney?
Cool. Yes, I am in Sydney. Heart of the action.
I want to go.
The capital city of it's not actually the capital city of Australia. Can you believe that?
What?
It is not what actually
is?
The capital.
What
it's Canberra.
What's the capital?
Canberra, which
I've
is a
never
smaller
heard of that.
City, is part of a smaller territory. I could go on and on about the geography of
that. That's so interesting. That's great because we know nothing about geography, so
nothing.
Please
scrap
tell us.
The rest
like
of the
we need to know.
I've actually prepared something.
PowerPoint? A Canva document?
No one at home will say this, but I have something.
But you'll describe it in detail.
Oh man!
I've just heard it's so beautiful.
It is. It is very beautiful, and the weather's pretty nice as well. It's like, but like I mean, a New York summer. 30 degrees. That's about what we get. Sometimes it goes up. We had a few 40-degree days this year. It gets pretty hot. It gets pretty cold.
What is that in Fahrenheit?
Oh, boy. I don't know.
Yeah, see, we're
3,000.
We don't know.
I don't know anything Celsius.
It is. Yeah, I've got no idea how Fahrenheit works myself or inches or anything like that. So all the measuring systems.
Yeah, there's no
way. We're like the only ones who use that, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
We're so dumb.
I've been doing everything.
Overdoing it. Had to be individual. Had to be unique.
I love, yards and all that.
I don't even know how long a yard is. Is it 36 inches? Is that right?
Don't ask me about
it. It's
anything.
Like some super random number that doesn't make sense. Like, it's like, why is that the number? It's not even.
I don't know. Oh my gosh. Wow.
Okay, but can you tell me, do you see koala bears?
No.
Never? No. Have you seen one?
I have seen them. So, yeah, this is a common misconception. They're not just, like, out on the... Like, the koalas are extremely endangered.
Let's dispel all the myths right now.
Can you
let's,
tell
like, like, one by one, let's go.
Australian myths 101.
Kangaroos can be... They can be in your backyard. I have, like...
Really?
Okay. And they can be mean, parts. Right?
They can be mean.
Or
you,
they're
if
nice.
You, if you attack them. Like, I mean, if you're aggressive to them, they'll be aggressive
That's
back.
Fair.
I don't think they're going to go out of their way to punch you.
Okay,
you
know? Okay.
They're not, like, that kind of... animal.
Yeah.
They're cute.
Spiders. There's always obviously the spider thing. Everyone thinks Australia's got insects everywhere. That's
do you guys have?
Yeah. Oh. I mean there are around, but like in the most of the city parts, it's like it's not too bad. You'll find them like,
are they huge? The spiders?
Sometimes they can be. The huntsmans. Do you guys get huntsmans?
No. Oh. What is that?
What is that? Wait, husbands?
Huntsman.
Oh, yeah. I thought husbands. I was like, what are husbands?
Oh, we have no husbands
those
here.
Are very sweet. They'll leave you after 3 years, but they're great. No, huntsman spiders are just like harmless, completely harmless, but they're just massive. Okay.
Oh.
They get rid of the mosquitoes and everything, so it's like nice.
You that's great.
You want to kind of keep one in, but they're very
just
scary.
One.
Just one, exactly.
Wow.
Okay, yeah. I don't like that. I'm going to look up a picture after this.
Yeah, me too.
They're pretty cool. Let's use anyone in person.
I love like Australian phrases and things. Like when you sent your email and you said keen ass, I was like, what?
I loved it so much.
That was so unique. That's
Ellie
so
was
funny.
Like, Ellie was like, did you see his email? And I was like, no. And I checked it. Keen ass.
Can I say,
I love
we
it so much.
No worries. Keen ass. It's just
okay.
Like, it's
okay.
Simple.
Okay. Okay.
It's just all
I
that stuff.
I start saying it
yeah.
now.
Far out. Apparently, I say far out a lot. I was saying it so much on my Twitch stream, and then people were saying, some guy messaged and was like, what's that thing Elliot keeps saying? It sounds like fart or something. Like, what is he saying? I'm like, far out. Like, that's a thing. Apparently, that's not a thing anywhere else.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
That's
I love it.
I feel like that's an old saying here. Like, I feel like people said that like 20 years ago. Far out?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
It's yeah. cool again.
Well,
it's cool
good again. To know. You heard it here first.
You heard, yeah. Yeah. Literally.
On Thursday, the day ahead of the U.S. It's cool again.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Elliot, can you just, you know, tell us who you are, what you do, and
tell us about your – tell us – yeah, all the things. I feel like you do a lot of different things.
I know. You really, you do.
Yeah, I do.
At least it comes across that way.
It feels like a lot. if you've listened this far and you don't know who I am already, if you haven't searched me up after that coffee chat, then I'm I'm a graphic designer, but I'd like to consider myself to be more of an artist, I guess, because I think most of my work is less... I don't do much work for clients anymore. I used to do a
lot. That's what I figured.
Yeah.
That's what I figured
like,
too.
I'll
we were wondering.
Get, like, the occasional commissioned work. But that's the thing. It's commissioned work, right? It's not like, hey, do our logo. Like, I turn down logos because I suck at them, first of all. I have no idea how to use Illustrator. Bloody hell. I'm not very good at graphic design. But I'm very honest.
Okay,
very open
true.
About that. Oh, I have the ideas. I can do them on the program. But technically,
sure. The technical side is hard.
Oh, exactly. But no one needs to know.
Yeah. No one except the, you know, whoever listens to this.
Exactly.
Which is, you know,
exactly.
Just a handful of people.
Yeah. So, and, you know, I'll learn it one day. I was meant to learn it last year and the year before that. And
YouTube University.
Exactly. Yeah. That's important. So, yeah, I do. I've kind of like, as my career's kind of gone on, I started doing graphic design once I left high school. Well, I was doing it in high school, and then I did it for a few societies at university, college, sorry.
Wait, few societies?
Yeah, what's a society?
What's a society?
Like a club.
Oh, okay.
Okay, please interject with like your version of an American thing.
I love it.
It all makes sense.
Like a club?
Wait, a society sounds so much cooler.
It does. Well, it sounds more like societies. Exclusive.
Yeah, they're the same thing. The exact same thing. But it's like the dramatic society. So like for the theater group at the University of Sydney, Sydney College.
I want to be in a dramatic society.
Yeah, it's the Sydney University Dramatic Society. It's like a proper.
Whoa.
I did like a whole bunch of design work for them because I love theater and I love acting. And that's kind of like what I want to do anyway. It's like, this is like a weird thing that's kind of just happened, popped up, and I'm finding. Chatting about it because it's performance.
Yes.
And it's so much more exciting.
Congratulations on going over 100K. I remember when you announced that.
That's so exciting.
Just over a year. Absolutely absurd. It's been the quickest. Yeah, I have. Look, I think everyone's been spending a lot of time on social media with the lockdown, and that did help my growth. So I hate to. Benefit from that, but it did build my career entirely. So, 100K. And then kind of, it's so
funny. Okay, so you started doing graphic design for the societies.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
In college.
Yes. We're like then, derailing your whole story.
I'm like, yeah, I want to hear this transition because I feel like that's okay. Like, but I feel like that's like very, like, it's interesting.
Yeah.
Like how you went from like doing client work and then now solely kind of doing this whole new thing.
Yeah. So, like, I mean, the society work that I did, that was completely unpaid because it's all like student union stuff and it's all very, you know, they don't have the budget to pay anyone. And I think in like a lot of the actual kind of like write-ups and the rules of the societies were that you couldn't actually pay another student. So I was always like, it's just volunteer work, whatever. I did it because I liked it. It was fun.
Yeah.
And then, at the start of like 2019, it would have been around... 2 years ago, I decided to, which is absolutely whack how it's been 2 years, but I decided to post, I was like, I want to post something on Instagram because I'd only just realized that there's a whole side to Instagram of graphic designers. I had no idea that people were posting their work on it until the start of 2019. And I was like, oh my God.
Wait, really?
Yeah, really? Like I was so into design and I was so into Pinterest and I just like had this Instagram page. And I didn't realize that other people would post their work.
I'm shocked.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it either.
Yeah.
And then, straight away, I...
Wait, I'm sorry. When did you graduate college?
I dropped out.
Oh, hey. Yeah. No, that's great.
What? Oh, you're judging me?
No!
Yeah, I'm a dropout.
Yeah, no,
I couldn't handle it. I couldn't handle it. What? I've got enough followers to buy a degree. Not true. Not true.
Honestly, kind of true, though. I feel like in a lot of creative fields, I mean, school is great, but like a lot of what
did
I
learn anything in college that like I have applied,
very little.
Very little.
I feel like you learn so much more just by doing the work.
Exactly.
And like, you learn maybe like technical. I feel like I learned technical stuff in school, but then that's it. Mm. Like then anything further from that was like I learned after by experience.
I had a completely different major of what I'm even studying.
Same. So,
I feel like most people are.
I was doing a Bachelor of Arts majoring in psychology and theater and performance studies because I figured that like if I wanted to be better at acting, I should learn psychology and then also do theater. That's the perfect combination. And then I got into psychology in my first semester and I hated it. So much. I hated
it's
all
so
of you.
So much textbook. Like, it's just like, it's like kind of following a pattern of just like, oh, memorize this and then like test it and then
it's
like nothing
choice.
Ever actually.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. I was like, what am I doing? Like, this
is stupid.
So, I
love it.
I changed majors halfway through the year to film.
I did too.
Yeah,
I changed
right?
majors too and changed schools in the midst of it.
It has to happen. I know so many people have done that. My twin brother, for example,
I love that you have a twin brother.
Oh, yeah. Was doing a marketing degree. And then at the end of his marketing degree, halfway through, he decided that he wanted to be an English lecturer and like an academic, right?
Oh my
God.
Wow.
And he kind of like finished the marketing degree and then at the same time he was doing the marketing degree, started doing this English degree and is now doing his honors in English. So he's finishing down that track. So it's like, everyone I know has changed their mind.
Yeah.
I think it's so fair. Like I was considering going to design school. I was kind of like, okay, you're good at this. People seem to like your work. you should probably go to school for it and like just to have like consistent work. I gave myself an ultimatum. I said, Elliot, you can either, I'll write this down, I'll frame it one day. You can either go to design school for 3 years and leave with like an internship and a junior design role. Pretty much like guaranteed. Yeah. There's a lot of jobs going around in design in Australia, so you'd be okay getting a job. Or I do 3 years of like freelance and like getting the experience I need and then getting the role, like the junior role out of that.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then last year was year three of not going to design school, and it worked. It paid it all, but it was just so cool.
Go Elliot.
Completely different path. keep going. It was like, it was very, it just
Elliot
came out of nowhere.
A cool guy.
Wow, Elliot really is. It's true.
He really is a cool guy.
But yeah, like I started the Instagram page in early 2019, and I was just like, I need to start posting my work. And I did one post, which was just client work, just a poster on a black background, super simple, got 100 likes. I was like, that's a win for me.
Should I scroll back right now and go find that post?
There's so many. It's like, it's not even worth it. No, I mean, it was, it's so different to what I do now, but also so similar.
Sure.
But then the next one, which is like, I was very lucky with this one. I just did those business cards, which was like, I don't have a degree. I hope that's okay.
Yes.
And that was kind of like that got like 1,000 likes. And, and got reshared by like Fruits Art Club, which at the time was a massive page that I was like, the dream of posting on Instagram was to get reshared by them. And within my second post, I had them. And then, it kind of just like, as soon as that happened, I was like, this is my thing. Like comedy.
Yeah.
Or like honest. It was less comedy and more like just like, I'm just going to say what I feel. Like, I don't have a degree.
Yeah, no filter. Just like, here you go.
Yes. Enjoy. I love that.
Full transparency. And, yeah, it slowly developed over the course of that year. And I got to like 3,000 followers at the end of the year. And then last year was just absurd. Absolutely whack.
Yeah.
It just blew up.
Wow.
I love it so much. Oh, that's so cool. And then what are you doing on Twitch? What's your stream?
That's like I prefer Twitch so much more to Instagram now. It's funny, you hit 100K and that was my goal. Like, I was like, 100K is manageable. Like, once I hit 50, I was like, oh, okay. Like, I could possibly hit 100. Like, this is possible.
Yeah.
Might as well go for it. And then I hit 100. And then I don't know if anyone's noticed, but I've slowed down to posting like twice a week rather than four times a week. Lost all inspiration for posting. Like, I'm just like, whatever at this point. I'm trying to get back
into it. Because you hit your goal?
Because I hit my goal. And it's kind of like, what's next? Yeah. Like, it's so weird.
Yeah.
And that's what happens when numbers get so into your head after posting on Instagram for so long. It's so hard to not think of it. Twitch has come out of the page, which came out of doing live streams on Instagram and really enjoying those. And then Twitch is just like, because I do improv, right? I do a lot of improv and theater sports. And that's kind of like, I wanted to do YouTube, but YouTube feels so rehearsed. And I tried sitting down and filming a video and I couldn't do it. I could not do it.
Yeah.
I hated it so much.
You're just more of a like wing it type of
guy. Exactly. You know, on the fly kind of stuff.
Because you're the cool guy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Twitch is just like improv. Like, it's a show that I can make like on the spot. And I've got all these cool little characters and stuff that I can pull out of nowhere. And I will just design as I go. And I've given my audience a whole bunch of opportunities to mess with me, essentially, that it can screw up my process. Like, they can make me do a 2-minute long design with like intense music playing the whole time out of nowhere.
They can
interrupt whatever I'm doing at any time, which is really fun. And it just makes the whole process of like designing for Instagram less lonely, because it can be very lonely. And it's a community now, which is really cool. So we've got a Discord server with 1,000 members that's officially partnered on Discord too, which is really a weird thing that I applied for as a joke and then we got accepted and now it has a verified tick next to the server name. It's very
that's
funny.
Amazing.
Yeah. And,
I love that.
It's just like a design community now that exists and they're really lovely and it just happened. And that's like
my partner. You did that.
Here. Yeah.
That's so cool. Yeah. And you're doing like improv design.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that what like
that
how
is
it is?
Amazing.
That's like so cool.
Oh, I love
so
that term.
It's
improv
like these
design.
Two things that you love and
I
you found a
that.
Way to like do them together.
Exactly. And I think
that's so cool.
When you post on Instagram for so long, you get very used to making a design in 30 minutes, like, and just sure. just accepting that that's like what it's gonna be. yeah. So I think having that time limit on Twitch, and I mean, look, I spend like 2 out of the 3 hours talking because I can't help myself.
Yeah.
Most yeah. of the time, I'm like, guys, I don't want to design. Like, I have no ideas in my head. I just want to chat.
No inspiration.
And, yeah, I want to play yeah. Animal Crossing or something. And then, like, yeah, it just it's a lot of fun, and I really enjoy that more than Instagram. Aww. So that's.
That's so cool.
My little family over there. I
love that. Aww.
Oh, it's sweet.
And you also have like a lot of products too, right? Like you have yeah. like your phone cases.
Yes, we were just looking at them like, we need all of these.
I know. So I want the funny. One where it's like, I forget the exact wording, but it's like, one. I'm running late. I have no excuse.
Yeah.
That is like me to a T. Yeah. No excuse.
That came from a post. That came from I'm running late. Sorry, I was doing unpaid work, I think. That was the original, and then I kind of turned it into a less design-focused, which is the brief, and I was like,
oh,
okay.
Oh, my gosh. I love it.
Yeah,
so it was pretty...
Sorry.
Oh, no. I was just going to say, so it was pretty early on that you, like, discover that people were, like, into this kind of work, like, seeing this work from you, right? Like, the kind of, like, jokey, funny, like, satirical, like, you know.
Yeah.
Sarcastic type of work.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, I didn't really... It's a really interesting style, and I don't think the only real source for comedy on with like graphic design, freelancer kind of stuff was like pages like Designer's Humor, and you know, they've been, I would slander them all I want, because like I've looked deep into that page, and they've stolen memes from other pages that I like and all this stuff, like it's all everything under the book, and they're reposting the same memes, the same concepts. They're still, you know, talking smack about Canva and all this stuff that is like, come on, like they've had enough.
Yeah.
You know? So I think, it was like an interesting take, a more just an honest approach to the whole experience. And I think, I'm just glad they're resonating with people, because I didn't really think... I'm 22. I haven't had much experience in the field.
I was just going to say, I was like, wait, you graduated to do freelance, like what, 2 years ago?
It was 2017.
Or 3 years ago, sorry?
Yeah,
3 years
ago. A little bit. Yeah. Four? Five?
So almost,
it's been a while.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's been a while, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah,
but I'm just a boy. I'm still just a little boy. And in terms of the whole thing. And it's so weird.
That is amazing.
I just don't really know, what to do with the page. I'm kind of like in this weird point.
I mean,
it's so
what
weird.
I love though is that, like, in comparison to... like Designer's Humor or like other like meme pages that are out there, I feel like yours is so unique because you're creating these posts about design that are kind of making fun of design, but they're also well designed.
Yes.
Whereas like everything else that's out there is like kind of ugly.
Yeah,
which sometimes is funny, but I feel like like the fact that all of your posts are so well designed like makes them more funny to me.
Yes, exactly.
Because
you know,
there's a lot of things.
There's something about it,
like, that you can just integrate with it all. Like, my real designers make logos in Photoshop post, which is like a classic. Like, the Nike tick that I put in it is so pixelated because it's like, that's the joke, right? Like, you can add that.
Yeah.
You can have a second layer of like, you know, blurring text and just random stuff that you can do. And I think, no one was doing it. And it was so, I felt like it was so obvious. Design memes designed well.
Yes,
I love that.
What a concept.
Put
I know.
My gravestone. My life.
Next to it is a cool guy. I love it.
And so, do you have a favorite out of. Okay, also, so I guess they're kind of just posts. Like, I was asking Arabella, I was like, they're not memes. You would call it a post, right?
I called them like free or like, I guess. I don't know. I guess freelancing designs, but I don't. Yeah. I mean, how would you describe what you create?
Yeah. And do you have a favorite one that you've designed?
I call them just posts. I think they are just posts.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
I think it was very important to kind of take away from, because like when you post so often, and I've made like 400 of these now, and like when you post so often, and there's so much pressure to impress every time you post, like.
Yeah.
You have to take that away. You have to just be like, Elliot, look, it could bomb. It could do really well. At the end of the day, it's just a post. It's the experience.
I love your inner voice.
Yeah.
Your inner voice. Elliot,
Elliot, shut up.
Elliot, stop it right now. Elliot, be honest.
Literally. And yeah, it's like it sounds like very art. I'm like an art wanker, but
I love that word.
It's the best. The page is the art. The posts are just part of the journey kind of thing. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what part I'm
trying
of the art.
I've tried to change my mindset to seeing it like that, and that's helped a lot.
Yeah.
To just take the pressure off and be like, whatever. If it bombs, it bombs. Like, I don't care about how many likes a post gets anymore. All I care about is if I just actually enjoyed making it, because if I'm not enjoying it,
exactly.
But my favorite would be, I had a post idea that I always wanted to do last year, which was 2021 design trends, and just take the piss out of all those stupid design trends thing that say the same thing year after year. And I was joking about it with my Twitch stream, and I was like, what if I just, like, do you guys think this is funny? I said it every time. Do you guys reckon this is funny? But like, what if I just did minimalism for every single slide? Like, the trends are just minimalism, 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 minimalism.
Yes.
And we changed it eventually, so that only it was like minimalism, and then it was like fonts and like cool stuff and just like just stupid ideas that made no sense for trends.
I love that.
And then minimalism
that.
Appeared like 4 times on that list. And that post
blew
up, is my best, like, most liked post and everything. And I just like that kind of
I remember
silly
seeing that.
Stuff. Is what I really like doing, just because like I do a lot of like honest, like stream of consciousness style takes on and like sign up, feel like anxious almost, like voicings of the industry, but sometimes it can just be silly and it's very funny, so I like doing that.
That was gonna be kind of like my next question. It's like, where, like, how often are these posts inspired or like, you know, ideas by yourself or like
come
ideas
from like
you,
a real
or
experience,
they
or they come from other people's experiences?
I think most of the time it's from me, so I've got this notes page that I'll just write down ideas on. And I think when you I've spent so much time now on Instagram, on like other designers' accounts, that you like my posts are kind of like what other people would do on their stories or on their Twitter, right? Like, they would post their experiences just as text. And I think you read so many of those, and it kind of like influences the way that you think about the industry and everything. Like, I didn't even consider issues like gatekeeping in the design industry for so long. And then it was kind of at the end of last year where I kind of started picking up on all these bigger issues rather than just fonts, you know, like rather than just Comic Sans is funny. Right. It was more like, let me see if I can go even deeper on this and kind of like, maybe the post that I can do, maybe the post I make can actually expose some of the things that I've noticed in the industry and that other people have noticed.
Yeah.
And maybe
I love that
you
poke
out.
Fun.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And I think little things like just how much to charge a client and the process of actually charging a client and realizing how everyone undercharges. Like, the very small percent at the top, like, don't undercharge. Everyone else just has like no idea how to do it. Because you don't get taught that, right?
No.
Exactly.
None of us go to business school, right?
Exactly. Like,
even in business school, they don't teach you how to price
and
a
even
graphic
like,
design project.
No. It's a joke. And it took me so long. I was undercharging even, I would say I was undercharging until the start of this year. Like, the whole time I was absolutely undervaluing my work. And I think, just like trying to encourage people to do that, because it helps everyone. If one person charges more, then everyone else is slowly going to, you know, it impacts the way the clients view how to check how to get.
Clients learn from each, like, you know, creative that they work with.
Exactly. Yeah, that's why you get the clients who are like, oh, well, the last, you know, photographer charged me this much, so why aren't you? Yeah. And then you're like, oh, well, because I'm not them. You know, and then hopefully they learn.
Yeah.
But
and it's just so, it's very frustrating. And contract work and all that stuff, like all of these things that I never even considered until a few people were like, you know, posting, like, there's this one guy, his name's Harry Vincent, who I bring up every single time I talk about my career because like I owe this man so much. Because he told me at the start of last year, he said, I asked him as a joke on his Q&A on his Instagram stories. I said, how many followers, how do I get as many followers as you have? Because he had like 20K. And he just replied and he said, just be yourself. And it was like, be yourself in everything, like not just the way you interact with people, but like in your actual designs. And that kind of changed the way I do everything. And you kind of stop treating yourself as just a graphic designer who is like another graphic designer at a firm or another graphic designer online as another freelancer or whatever. But you can actually price and make work because it's you. And I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
And I love that.
That's kind of what I stuck
with. Tears.
Yeah. It's something that I don't think people hear enough. It's like you can actually make work that's expressive. And
of you.
Exactly. Yeah. And people will hire you. Mm-hmm. For that, a lot of people say, oh, no, it's not an expression. You're there to do a job and whatever. It's like, all the clients that I get now want me for my style. And that's sick.
Yes.
And you can charge more for your style than you could if it was just a regular job.
Exactly.
So, I feel like all the big dog graphic designers on like Instagram and all that who are getting the big clients, the music clients and all that. You look at their work, you look at their body of work, and you feel their work. It's a style. And
yeah, it is.
People lose that, I think.
And it's recognizable and unique to them.
It's fun. It's
confident. That's why portfolio work is so important. Or even like projects like you were doing with the Instagram page. It's like those are how you develop your style. And a lot of times, like, we'll put portfolio projects onto our site, and those are the projects that clients refer to when they reach out to us because it's us and we had fun with it and we did something like, you know, that was our personality and our style, and that's what they like to see.
And it comes through in the work.
It comes through.
It's important. It's good. I'm glad it feels like the trend is moving towards that, which is nice.
Yeah,
I think social media is helping that in a way, which is cool. The idea of like posting your graphic design portfolio on social media is a very interesting thing, like turning an Instagram page into a portfolio, but it really does.
Yeah.
I think it opens yourself up to a lot more experimentation. Like you can kind of, your audience is no longer a client. It's other designers. And I think that's really, that's what I kind of went with. I was like, I can make stuff that's cool to other designers. I don't have to actually care about what a client thinks about this. It's just like, I'm just having fun. And if people see that I'm having fun, they'll like it.
So, I feel like we approached that in a way too. Like we like to have fun, and sometimes like some of our followers too end up being like other photographers or creatives, and like, you know,
a lot of
that's awesome. Cool. I love that. Just be yourself. I think that's very valuable.
Best advice.
Advice. We had a quick question because I saw in your link on your bio, we were just like looking at your stuff, and you had a link for NFTs.
Oh, I haven't taken it.
And I love, I love that. Like immediately as I clicked into it, there's like, what the fuck is an NFT? Yeah,
of
and I was like, yes,
and I was like, sold. Yes, what is it?
What? Literally, like what?
I know it's like starting to become a thing, but Arabella was trying to explain it to me, and I did not understand.
No, I went on a deep dive. And I still came out confused with more questions than answers.
Does anybody know?
I don't. And I'm just like trying to figure out, okay, like a lot of people are talking about like what it means like for the environment and like all this stuff. And like, I just, I don't know. I'd love to hear your take or like your, like whatever you know.
Yeah. I was invited to Foundation, which is the app, the website that I sell it on.
Right.
A couple of friends that I know. Yeah. Are on there.
That blew up since, like, in January, I was one of 20 people on it. And then now there's 20,000 accounts on it or something like that. So I was like, I was invited to Foundation because the founder really likes my work and actually has bought a few of my work, which is cool. He's a nice guy. But
that's so cool.
Yeah. And he invited me back in like May last year. And it went into my junk mail, and I was like, what the hell are you talking about? Because I think I always was curious, because the idea of printing my work and selling it myself has always felt like it's just, I've never really liked, I mean, I've got a few like here because I've been sent my own prints from Evermade, but like, I was like, might as well put them around the house. But I never really wanted to keep, like, to, I don't see my work as,
you know what's
like,
funny about that?
Yeah.
You know what's funny about that is I feel like, so, like, we have a studio here in San Jose, and, like, people always ask us, like, how come you don't have, like, your own photos printed in the studio? When we're always like, I don't know. It just kind of lives online. I don't really know if it, like, makes sense to be printed
but
and,
also,
like, physical.
Yeah.
It just seems weird.
No, I always felt
so. So, like, I understand that.
Yeah.
Like, I think it only made sense if it was on Instagram. Like, it existed on Instagram, and that was why it was funny.
It exists on Instagram, and that makes sense.
So, this idea of these NFTs coming through, and it's like, oh, you can sell your digital work. And I was like, oh, okay, this sounds like a risk. I'm not going to take it. And I just ignored the email. I was like, screw this.
Yeah.
Too much for me.
Yeah.
And then I think in September, my friend David is a 3D artist who's like super on top of this whole thing. He messages me and he's like, hey, you should reply to that email. This guy knows what he's talking about. And I was like, yeah, okay. Yeah. Like, I trust David. Like, he knows his stuff. And I was like, okay. So, you know, he's worked with, like, Adidas and stuff. So I'm like, okay, I'm mm-hmm, sure you know mm-hmm. what you're talking about. I reply to the email and I get in on this platform and I upload these two JPEGs of my business cards. Like, oh, I took my business card that I don't have a degree. I hope that's okay. Turned it into three works, I guess, pieces, and sold them for $500, right? A JPEG for $500 each. And two of them sold. And I was like, are you kidding me? How did that happen?
Wow.
Like, on the day of the launch, they sold pretty much. And I was like, okay, this is interesting. This isn't like December, right? And this is before any of the concerns have come out. Like, no one's talking about this, at least in the community. So I was like, this is interesting. And they weren't selling it in Ethereum either. That's right. It was all like US dollars, pretty much, effectively US dollars.
It was a cryptocurrency
tied to US.
That's where it gets
dollars.
Confusing for me. It's like the Ethereum and like...
Well, and like, what do people do with them? They just keep them on...
So you can have like a virtual gallery of like your work.
I know, you were
like,
trying to explain that to me. And I think my brain doesn't like understand.
No, literally my brain hurt trying to understand all of this.
It's so crazy.
Yeah. So I recently went through and unfollowed every single person I had associated with NFTs on Twitter because it was like too much. Because I got Twitter for the sake of plugging my NFTs because the community exists on Twitter, not Instagram.
Right.
Which is why I've never posted about it on Instagram.
Interesting.
And yeah, so it was like in January, they're talking about the launch of like Foundation version 2. Like, it's happening. This is going to be the big thing. And I made a series of three works in like an hour, like the day before the launch or something, because I forgot about it. And like
classic.
And then they changed the style of the auction to be like, because the first one, it was like open, you could accept bids whenever you wanted. I accepted my first bids like 2 months after they bid on it, and then the new one comes out and it's like a 24-hour auction. So if someone places a bid on the reserve price, then it's 24 hours and then it sells. And I went to sleep when it launched and I woke up and two of my pieces already had bids on them. And one had been bid on like four times and it was the what the fuck is it NFT. And which was like, I was like so happy with that one. I was like, this is gonna sell. Yeah. I knew it. And they ended up making like they all sold for around one Ethereum, which at the time was probably worth like $1,500.
Oh my gosh.
And now it's worth about $2,500. It's gone up.
It's just growing.
Stock, right?
Yeah.
And it's like this all happened, and then as the platform got bigger, I released a few more, and I found it harder to sell because these bigger artists were getting in on it, and I kind of just gave up. I was like, you know what? This is silly. And then I read everything there is to know about NFTs in terms of the environmental concerns, what it means as an artist, to like what it means to be able to steal other people's work, possibly, all this stuff.
Wow.
Then I read all the stuff that debunked all of that. Then I read stuff that backed it up. And then I read stuff that debunked it again.
Oh my gosh.
Yep.
And effectively, I don't think it's as bad as what everyone says when it comes, like a lot of people just go, NFTs, no, like that's not good. And I get, people message me saying like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I've read everything about it. I think I think I have a good idea of like a well-rounded kind of view of it. But I personally find it was the community that kind of kept me from going into it. Because when it comes down to it, people care about selling their work and they want their work to sell. And I just was following some people and they would tweet and say like, another day, another no bid. And I'm like, okay, I can't just look at this. Like, I'm not getting bids. None of us are fucking getting bids. Like, let's just, whatever.
What I'm curious, though, is who's doing the bidding? Like, who's buying the work?
So,
that's what I'm, who's paying this? I mean, not that your work isn't that valuable. I'm sure it is.
I make it to sell, right? Like,
for me, I'm curious as to who is doing the bidding.
Yeah.
Like,
who's collecting these things?
So I find there are two main audiences for the bidders, and it's either the people who have a genuine interest in art and they
in
see
art.
This as the future mm-hmm. of art, which it possibly could be. 100% could be.
Sure,
like,
right.
So
right.
Much momentum.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they're the ones who are dreaming of like 20 years from now opening up a gallery in VR, right? And having this virtual gallery and kind of like setting up these really big long-term projects with all the art that they're collecting, which I think is really cool.
That is cool.
That's a nice... I'm glad there are people like that. And then there's also if the artists are making a lot of money on these sales, there's the secondary market, right? So if a work sells for one Ethereum and my work, for example, sells, and then I start making more NFTs and I blow up and I'm selling them for 20, 30, then whoever owns that first one, the one Ethereum, can resell it for 30, right? And they've made 29 Ethereum, which is massive money. And
that,
so
yes.
there's potential for
investment. People can make, so people can make money off other people's work.
Yes.
In that sense, which I guess you can do with real paintings too. Like if you bought a painting, you know, from an artist, you can resell that. Say you bought like a Picasso, you can resell that. But that's so interesting.
Yeah, that's what I was like reading into.
I didn't really think about that.
Like other people who have bought things could make more money.
Which, it's like a trading card, right? Like any kind of collectible card.
Exactly.
If you hold on to your original Pokemon card, you can resell it for 10 grand now, right? Like it's the same with these.
Yeah.
And there's a few.
Darn it, should have kept those.
Oh, yeah. I was going to buy this one collectible called a boy, which is like a 3D constructed avatar kind of thing. And I was going to buy one of the first ones. And then I passed because I was like, Elliot, don't do that. That's silly. And if I bought that, I would probably have made 20 grand off a resale.
Wow.
So I think they're just, there's a lot of potential for some of them. Like some of them are aimed at being collectible and they're a series and they look like this boys series, like is just 100 slowly being rolled out boys and girls and kittens. Mm. And they are like these 3D models and they all have different attributes and whatever. And like there's that whole side to it. And yeah, I think the investment side is I'm personally okay with it because I think like the artist is still getting paid. And also you can set up so you get royalties as an artist if it resells. So Foundation has 10% built into the actual system. So
that's great.
Even
that's
if someone
really
takes it off Foundation and they resell it somewhere else, you still get 10% back. It's like built into the image that this creator will get 10% of the sale, which is really cool.
That's good.
But it's like For me, it was just the community. Like there was potential to build a career from it, and I didn't try super hard, but I kind of just like had to stop myself and go like, "What do I really value out of my career right now?" And it's the Twitch stream, like that. Like it's the community that I built there.
It's your community. Yeah, it's your community.
People who actually like enjoy my stuff for just what I do and don't really ask too much for me. And I think That's the kind of people I would rather be with than like the younger design community as well. That's what I like the fellow students and the self-taught people.
Yeah.
And I love that.
Yeah.
And NFTs is just it's a weird place. It's a very like
it's so interesting. Yeah. I'm very curious to see where it goes because it's like
I have a few investments that if they pay off one day, you know, like
then it's great.
I mistakenly sold or bought things with my fucking Ethereum that I made from it because I was like, oh, I could be a collector. I've made a little bit of cash, and then I'm like, where did it all go? Oh, why do I own this weird pixel thing that I bought this thing. It's called a chubby, which is like a one of one 10,000 collectible randomly generated thing. And I was like, I'm in. Oh my God. No one knows about it. It was so cheap. I'm in. Comes out 6 weeks later today, the other day. Oh, they copied it from a 2018 artist. Value crashes and burns.
Plummets.
Plummets. And I'm like, I can't even sell this thing anymore. Why do I have this on me? Like, I don't want to be known as someone. Like, because the thing with crypto as well, you can look up anyone and you can see what they have.
Right.
You can see what they have in their collections they have. So it's pretty intense.
To me, I just don't understand. It's like, it's so conceptual that it like hurts my brain.
Yeah. It's just so digital. It's so weird. Like the idea.
Yes.
Considering that it exists.
It's so digital and like, so weird.
It's like locked. It's like locked in. Like it's a permanent thing on the internet, which I never, you know. Permanence on the internet does not exist. Like, that's never really something you consider. It's like a website can be taken down at any point and then it's gone.
Right.
Like, this is like you're uploading a JPEG that is going to be like on the internet until the internet does not exist. Like, it will be there. And the description will be there. The title will be there. You can't edit any of it. It is locked in. And you can see its full transaction history, who's owned it before, who will own it, you know, which bids have been placed
on it. That's so fascinating.
And so, yeah, it's a whole new thing that I had to take myself out of because it was too much. And
yeah.
Sure.
I feel a lot better. Yeah. So to anyone out there at home considering getting into it, like, enter at your own risk. Jesus Christ. And don't get off Twitter. Lord help me.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you so much for that explanation. I feel like I learned a little bit more, or at least from somebody who has actually sold you know, something. Because it's all just very conceptual and weird and digital, like you said.
Yeah, it's just like, is it really? Yeah, you have to commit to it if you want to do it. And it could be big, and it's still early.
Yeah, right.
But it's like,
and that's the thing. Like, we don't know.
And I think that sometimes, like, people are like, oh, it could be big, and then you like want to get in on it just because of that.
FOMO,
but it's like
FOMO.
But then if it's not the right thing for you, then like, why are you doing it?
Exactly.
Like, what's the point? And you could be investing your time like into Twitch or the things that like actually bring you fulfillment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think, I mean, I know I will be like that, where I'm like, I have that FOMO and it's so hard not to give in to
partake.
That and to just be aware and like know yourself and know what actually is working for you and for your business and do that. Mm. And like, doesn't matter if every single other person is on TikTok and every single other person on selling NFTs or whatever. Like, it doesn't matter if it doesn't work for you.
Yeah.
It doesn't work for you.
Because, I think the message that was going around with NFTs when it was starting was like, especially for graphic designers, it was like, graphic designers can make money from selling their work.
Right? Like, videographers, right? Videographers can make video and sell that as art.
You can sell video, too.
Yeah. Like, that's you can do, like, animation. You can do whatever. Like, so, you know, it's just, like, this whole thing. Like, I remember when I posted that story, I was like, my brain hurts.
Yeah.
Like, like, I just went deep dive into this thing, whatever.
Yeah.
And I got so many messages being like, oh, my God, this is, like, the future. Like, I'm this so, like, they're all, like, intrigued that I was, like, trying to learn about it. But I'm like,
it's not for you. It's not
hard.
For you. You have to be, like,
ready. Yeah, exactly.
It's such
exactly.
an experience.
You have to be into it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Wow. Love that's that. NFTs. Thank you, Elliot.
Hey, no, I've
it's, what the fuck?
It's been my, like,
what the fuck is an NFT?
Oh, yeah, honestly. It's annoying because that joke worked really well at the start of it. And now everyone kind of knows in the community anyway. So it's like, it's not me anymore. And then I'm like, that's the only joke I have. Like, see you guys.
Bye.
Here all day. Bye bye. Disaster.
I love it. Wow. Okay.
Oh,
well, we have some more questions for you, but I feel like we should probably get into stories and then we can ask more questions.
Everyone who skips the intros has been skipping for an hour and they're like so annoyed now.
If you're a skipper,
bye. Skippers?
If you're
out there,
skip us.
Message me. I want to talk.
This podcast is not for you. 100%. Oh my gosh. But anyway, yeah. So you talked a little bit about how you did freelance work in the very beginning. I mean, I don't know if you had it. Like, we always ask for any, like, you know, client horror story, but it can also be like something else, like an experience that you've had as a freelancer that something
it
went wrong.
Have to be client related.
Something raw. Something could be hilarious. I don't know. So just, you know, I know you had some stories that you said.
Yeah. Hopefully they're funny.
I'm sure they will be.
Okay. I don't know.
If you think they are, they are.
I'll hype them up a bit. Okay. So the year was no.
You guys, we have something important to discuss.
If it wasn't obvious already, the podcast industry is a bit of a boys' club.
Are we really surprised, though?
I mean, only 28% of charting podcasts are hosted by women, even though women audiences listen to podcasts 20% more than men.
Not only that, women also control 85% of household purchasing power in the U.S.
So the question is, why are our voices undervalued in this space?
One company that's looking to change that is Asa Collective.
As a proud member of ASA, we're loving everything that this platform is doing to help amplify the voices of Women Plus podcasters.
From connecting us with the right advertisers to increase our visibility and earning potential, to fostering a community of creators who are using podcasting as a tool of connection, self-expression, growth, and empowerment.
I mean, who wouldn't want all of that? Sounds like a win-win-win to me.
So if you like what you're hearing and want to support ASA's efforts to elevate underrepresented voices, they're running a crowdfunding campaign on Start Engine to become one of the first podcast networks owned by its listeners and members, aka you and me.
So visit startengine.com/OSSA. That's startengine.com/OSSA to learn more and see how you can be a part of the change.
The first, I got two. And the first one would be one of my first experiences kind of working for a client. So I think, what am I doing? I'm just going to tell it. Now everyone's expecting so much. I'm just digging. Okay. I think the way you get clients when you're just starting out is like word of mouth, pretty much. Like leaving high school, I had a friend, he was working at a storage company. And the name of the storage company, which I can say because they've disappeared, you can't find them anymore. My designs ruined their business forever. it was 888 storage, right?
Storage.
And I could never confirm whether it was
triple H, not triple eight. Oh my god,
the number.
For some reason, I heard the number.
H-H-H.
Yeah.
It's okay.
So they wanted a logo, and they said they could pay me $100 for it. And at the time, this is probably 2017, I think. Yeah, it would have been.
Yeah.
Because I was working, I was selling, HP computers. Hewlett-Packard. I was a brand ambassador for them. That was kind of like my job out of high school. It was like, oh my god.
Yeah.
I did some research on Seek.com, whatever, and I was like, found this brand ambassador role, and I was like, sick, no one's doing this. And then I was like working as this HP guy as well as doing graphic design, and they wanted a logo. They said they could do 100, and they did the classic thing of giving you the image, and they were pretty much like, copy this, right? Or like, this is our main influence. We just want something like this. And I was like, cool.
Yeah.
Me in my like first year uni being like, yeah, I'm a good designer. I'm going to give you something. It's me. You're going to do my style thing. And I made like 3 mock-ups of this logo. And like it was pretty good. Like I look back at it. It was like nice and minimal. The classic logo. Like what you would expect.
Mm-hmm.
And then they pretty much sent the image again. And they were like,
oh my gosh.
Can you do it again? And I was like, oh, okay. And they kind of like changed the colors to like a muted red, orange, and blue at the beginning that I chose. And then it turned into a fluoro yellow, orange, and purple, which does not work. It does not work at all.
Beautiful. Right? Beautiful. Mwah.
And so those were locked
Chef's
in.
Kiss.
Yeah, that'll get you a design award for sure.
So I just resent them with those colors and they didn't work once again. And then they wanted it to be even more like it. And eventually I was at my lunch break. Like they were like, we need it today. Like today. Like on the day, they were like today before I was going to work. And on my lunch break working at this HP, at a bloody store selling HP computers. I'm there like making this logo, and it ended up being, it was a key. It was a hollow key. So the outline of a key horizontally. I'm going to picture this for everyone at home. You guys.
Like an old skeleton key?
Yeah, like an old.
Or like a modern
key? Like an old key. It had the little the little chunk at the end, the little thing.
Uh-huh. I love that.
Yeah, and the little.
So at the top, it said triple, right? In like a cursive font.
Yes.
Inside the key, it said 888.
Can you recreate it?
Oh, no. I had pen and paper.
Oh, inside the key.
Inside the key, it said 888. So it said triple 888.
Yes.
Yeah. So triple 888. And then under it, it said storage in impact font, which, if anyone knows, impact font is the meme font because that's what they wanted.
Yes.
And that was what I submitted, 4 different versions of that in like, filled in the key once and then slanted it. And they never used it, I don't think, because I couldn't find any evidence of it. But then again, I think they just went out of business. And it was like it was like I sent the invoice and ran. They were like, thanks. They didn't have much to say. And it was just it's like it just ruined my whole confidence. Like I was like, this sucks.
Yeah.
Like, is this what this is like? Like this is my first client experience. I'm like Is this what I got to get used to?
They didn't say like, oh, we like it or thank you.
They never once said we liked it. They were always just wanted to change it. Yeah, it sucked. It was just
that's a pet peeve of mine. Like even if you didn't like something for whatever reason, like just say thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for the effort. Like just be nice. Exactly. Be a nice, kind person. Yeah.
It was just a shit experience from the start to finish.
Did they pay you?
They did pay me. It was late.
Okay.
Obviously, it's always been late.
Sure,
I've
of course.
Late
of course.
I've had the
tell us
the
about
client.
It.
I'm just going to say the client. I don't even want to name them. I don't think I can. But the client.
Yeah, probably better probably not to. Because they'll probably sue us.
Yeah. The client was. I'm not going to say. So imagine like the client for a graphic designer, pretty much.
Okay.
I did a little bit of work for them and it took 4 months to get paid.
Oh,
and it's like
my
the
gosh.
Company that like would should not be doing that essentially because they yeah. essentially make graphic designers who they are. So I'm not going right. to go into any more of it, but it was 4 months.
Wow.
4 months.
That's insane.
That's insane, yeah.
That's way too long.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't know about them, but a lot of companies like that, they're so big that they have departments who pay people.
They do.
Like that's their whole
thing. Yeah.
That's the people's
your
whole
job. Whole do
job.
Your job.
And like not just one person, like a whole department of multiple people who are specifically there to pay people. And then it's like, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
Literally, what are you
it was,
doing? You're sitting on your butt.
I felt embarrassed for them.
Yes.
I think this is
do
the
your job.
Yeah. It was just a, yeah. And that whole experience was bad anyway. But I have another story.
Okay.
Okay.
I have another story.
Tell it.
Oh my God.
Tell it.
So this goes back to the clubs and societies at my, this is clubs and societies work. So this is working with students. And essentially there was a society at the university who a friend of mine was on the executive team for. And he was like, hey, can I put you on to the president of the society? He would like some designs made for his society's, O-Week. What do you guys call the first week?
How many times can we say society?
Everyone take a shot every legit. Time.
Every time.
At home.
The first week of school, it's just the first week.
Right.
Do you guys have a special name for it?
We have like an event. It's like an event.
Is it like a
kickoff? No.
Or like a, what is it called? Oh, like all the new students?
Yes, yeah. Yes. Orientation.
Yeah,
orientation.
Yeah, orientation.
Right?
Great. It's the same thing we call. We call it O-Week. That's the, the nickname for
O-Week?
O-Week. Yeah, like orientation week. It's like a shortened version.
O-Week.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
And you can like,
yeah.
It's fine if you don't get it. I mean, it's a pretty important part of it.
Okay.
Sure. O-Week, obviously.
Yeah. And so O-Week comes around and I'm making some posters for the society, brand new society, who kind of have a horrible logo. And I was like, oh, maybe they'll get me to redo their logo as well. And they could pay me, I think it was $50 per poster. And it was like two posters. And I was like, oh, whatever. Like, I'll just, I don't know. I wouldn't know what to expect. I was like, I'll take it.
Right.
And essentially I do this poster for them, these two posters. And they were like super minimal kind of things. It was for like a food and wine kind of vibe for society. And like, you know, they're very basic for like a tasting thing. It's super simple, but super classy because they wanted classy, right? It's like red wine vibe.
Yeah.
Like they wanted classy. And
yeah.
Oh, I can't. I'm like, you guys have way cooler clubs than we do.
This club
really?
Sucked,
really?
But they are some cool ones. No, like, this was,
it sounds cooler.
Yeah.
Sounds way cooler.
I want to be in a wine society.
Yeah, it was just run by the wrong people. Oh God. Anyway, it was. It
anyway.
and their names were. No. But
do they exist still?
I'm sure they're all listening.
I think they do. I think they do. I think they're a new president and all that. So maybe it's in a better place. Ooh. But who knows?
Sure, maybe.
But,
yeah.
Like, I send in.
Maybe they got a cooler designer.
Oh my god!
How do I hang up? How do I hang up?
Wow!
Just kidding.
Wow!
But like,
no, I love it.
I sent through the designs, these two posters that I thought were pretty cool. I was pretty happy with them, and I sent them through. And I don't get a reply for like an hour, and then I just it was in a group chat as well.
Worst.
Everyone sees it, so I know they're talking about it, like somewhere.
Yeah.
And I get a reply.
Yeah.
It's from the president. And I get the classic, I feel like I could have made this in 5 minutes, response.
Oh, my gosh.
The
business
man.
That is so rude.
Honestly, right? The audacity.
That's
ridiculous.
Just
the audacity.
Rude. It's rude.
Yeah.
And also, it's not true.
Yeah, no. And like this guy, this is why he sucked. It was just so annoying. And he, so he sends that. And me, as a kind of new designer, send back an essay. Explaining why what he just said is wrong and disrespectful.
Hey, that's good for you.
I regretted it straight away.
For you.
But it was,
really?
It was like, I was like, this society feels like it's run by students at a high school putting together like a school fair and all this. I went so deep and like, it was, I was very angry. Because I was like, so look, I don't blame you. I wasn't wrong with the reply. I'll be honest. It was a horrible reply. I was like, because the guy just sucked. And like, I just said this reply.
Yeah.
And then he just replied after a while saying, thanks, Elliot. We've decided not to work with you. And I never got paid.
You never got paid?
Yeah. Never got paid.
Oh,
the amount of times
God.
I've never been paid in my life. Oh, God. It's so.
Did they use them?
No, they didn't use them.
The posters?
They ended up redesigning. So what they did was, because I wasn't provided any photos or anything. So what they did was, it was like a Facebook cover photo for an event. And they had the president of the society standing shirtless, flexing in the middle of the frame. People were throwing wine on him. And that was the.
Oh, no.
How was that classy? I'm sorry.
That's the opposite of classy.
What?
A joke. And that shows you.
That's why I was joking.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. I don't want to be in that society anymore. I'm out.
I've never sent a message like that in response since, but that was like, I just needed to get one out of my, it was like all of my frustrations.
She's going to get it out of your system.
Graphic design experience, just like throwing it out into one guy.
Aww. Yeah. Like, well, sometimes even you have to just type that stuff out and like not send it, you know, it's kind of what this podcast is people sometimes will send in like letters that they
wish they could send to
a letter to like this kind of client. And it's like, that's great. Like, get it out because it sucks. Like, yeah, maybe like, you know, what you said wasn't like the best, but also what he said wasn't like you shouldn't say that to somebody.
We were both in the wrong, you know? And he was more in the wrong.
Yes.
Yes. 100%.
That's just so rude.
There's just better ways to communicate that you're not, you know, you're not content with the work or whatever.
Yeah, you just say like, here's some feedback. And then the designer takes the feedback and applies it, and then you have what you want.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
Or if you're truly a good client, you understand that $50 is not enough to charge someone's work.
Yes, exactly.
And that you take what you get at that point.
That's 100%.
I've had to do so many revisions at like $50 for a poster. It's just all this. Oh, I'm so glad I've changed my pricing now. I pretty much like doubled it last year, then doubled it again at the end of last year, then doubled it again this year.
Yes.
And the first time I presented it to a client, like I got a message in my Instagram request, and I had the verified tick in a message, and I was like, never heard of the guy before, but he was like, hey, do you want to do some shirts? Like, just need two designs from you. How much would you charge? And I was like, fuck it. $1,000 each, Australian. Why not? Yeah. 1,000 each. Let's do it. Like, I don't know who you are. Let's go for it. And he said, oh, sweet. I was like, are you kidding me? Like, I'm going to be charging this my whole life? Like, this is the standard?
Yes.
And like, this is low?
Yes.
I don't even think they're using the designs. Like, I got like one revision, then they were like, yeah, cool, we'll probably use it next season, who knows. I was like, awesome. I don't care if you use it or not. Like, thanks so much. Like,
yeah.
And then it just takes that one, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it takes the one
just
client
the one.
Who pays you well, and then you never go back.
Exactly.
Because you're like,
never.
Wow, like you said, I could have been doing this the whole time, and it feels so good, and like, you feel so validated, you feel like. And it just makes you do better work because you're like, I need to live up to this expectation.
Yes, exactly.
And I need to live up to this investment. And you actually feel like you're excited to invest the time because you feel like you're being compensated. And then, you never go back.
And
then
it shows through in the work, right?
Yeah.
That you, for sure. 100%.
And for some reason, those clients that pay more, not always, but a lot of times they tend to be way less nitpicky.
Oh, yeah.
They don't
micromanage. Yeah.
They're way more chill.
I don't know what it is. And not always. Of course, you still get those people. But in our experience, like the worst clients that we had paid us the least.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Exact same.
Like, it's horrible.
I think it feels guaranteed. It's like when you give someone $1,000 for one design, I can spend the week on that design. Like, I can spend every day working on that design, you know? Like, I can actually put that work in. You get $100
for a piece? Yes, you actually have the time.
I'm going to get, like, five other clients, you know, like, to try and make that up. And it's just, it's a joke. So,
It's better for everyone. It's better for the freelancer and it's better for the client. They get better work. I mean, really, you do get what you pay for at the end of the day because you can have the time to actually do it. Yeah.
But it was, like, it was just a matter of talking to... Because I had some designer friends that I kind of met slowly throughout last year. Sydney as well, like Sydney-based ones, which was really cool that I could actually like design idols of mine. Like there's this guy, Chris Andrew Small. He's an amazing, amazingly talented designer. And he's worked for Nike, Adidas, all this stuff. And he...
I like how you say Adidas.
What is it? Adidas? Nike?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Nike?
Nike.
No.
Nike.
Another change.
Can you imagine?
Alright. But like, I meet up with David, my friend David. He was the one who messaged me originally saying, let's get lunch. Like, you seem cool.
Yeah.
And I was teaching them about the Instagram algorithm. They were teaching me about, like, the design industry. And they just told me, like, I was like, I would message them and be like, I just don't know how much to charge for this. And I was told, look, if you're working with an overseas client in the US, 1,000 is the industry standard. Like, you, that's what will happen. And the first time I did it, I quoted, I never ended up working with them, but... they were a pretty big client that I got.
Yeah.
They wanted illustration. And I was like, I'm sorry, guys, I'm not an illustrator. Like, you got the wrong idea. but I quoted 1,000. And then they were like, well, our budget is 700 US. And I was like, oh, 1,000 Australian. That's 700 US. And it like was perfect. It's like I was like, oh, this really is what it is for like the people I'm working with. And since then, I've just had that confidence to bump it up, because it's kind of like if you underquote or like undervalue yourself to like a bigger client,
you really feel it.
You feel it. It's also like later on, you look back, it's like that was embarrassing. Like, what was the client thinking? Like, if they were expecting a lot more, like, I don't know. I think it's important to kind of have that confidence in yourself and to put the ball into your court, because it's so many times it's like, I'm just working to please you, but it's like, no, this is a collaboration. Like,
exactly.
I want you to get good work.
We are partners in this.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we are content partners in this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We have a new thing that we've been doing where, like, even like not even necessarily like, well, I guess it's still kind of client work, but for some reason this year, like, a lot of people have asked us to like do like virtual conferences or like
speaking,
those kinds of things.
Things like that.
And they'll be like, oh, here's what we can pay you. And we've just kind of like, every single time asked for more money and just been like, oh, this is what we would charge for that. And they either say yes to that amount or they meet us in the middle every time. Yeah. Like, they don't say no.
There's no harm in asking. And
if they say no, okay, well, then you can decide if you want to accept that rate. But like, I feel like that's been like very like eye opening for me.
Yeah.
Just that like, oh, we can just ask for more money and we're probably going to get it, you know?
It's such a weird thing to think about.
It's great. Yeah. It's wonderful.
It is really weird, but
it's so weird, but it's great. Like,
No, I think the meeting in the middle thing, like shooting high and then if they really want to work with you and like, if you know, because if they really want to work with you, they're going to be a good client pretty much. Like, because they want to work with you and no one else.
Yeah.
They'll negotiate. And like,
yes.
I remember I did.
They'll work around their budget.
Yeah, exactly.
Just some magic.
Yeah, they're like, oh, we found more money
in
the
more
budget.
More money.
We hear that all the time. We're like, oh, interesting.
That's
a great one. I love that one.
You need to do a design on that.
That's
write it down. Put it in the note.
Credit
we can create
our last email.
Or per our last email.
I actually kid you not. This is today's. This is today's post.
Oh, I can't wait to see it. Oh my god,
I can't wait.
Yeah. That's so funny. But yeah, I did a collaboration with Linktree last year.
Yeah.
I remember talking to their social team, who the guy who runs it, his name's Henry, now chats on my Twitch stream and stuff. Like, he's an absolute legend. I love the people at Linktree. They're Australian as well, so I feel I've always felt like easy to talk to them, I guess.
That's so cool.
Like, and yeah, like this guy Henry, I remember he was like, we want 5 business cards from you, like 5 of your classic designs. And I was like, cool. How much do I charge for this? Bumped my prices up for the first time each, and I charged like 500 each. And I was like, I can't believe, like, these are posts that I do on Instagram. Like, I can't believe I'm charging this much.
Yeah.
And I did it. And then he replies like, okay, it's a bit more than we were expecting, but I've talked to the team. And if you like plug it on Instagram, design it on Twitch and like do something else, like we can make a partnership and this will work. Like, we can accept this.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
now it's like, if you subscribe to my Twitch channel, if you pay, $5 a month to support the channel, you get 3 months of Linktree Pro because we're partners now, right?
Wow.
Like,
see?
So
there you go.
That's cool.
Out of that, like, that's the kind of client that I love to work with, who, like,
actually. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Absolutely.
It's a collaboration, right? It's more than just I'm making work for them. Mm-hmm. Like, it was so. And just the feedback I got from them, like, I just submitted the designs and they were like, you're the designer, so we're not going to critique any of the design stuff. But, like, let's talk about wording because we can help you with the jokes, because they were about
Yeah.
Freelancing in general and less design-based freelancing, more just like general kind of stuff. And I was like, you guys are the best. Like,
that's amazing.
Pure trust.
I love that.
Pure trust.
Yeah.
And that's how it goes, right? With those kind of clients like that, they trust you completely. Yeah. And and that makes you feel really good and makes you produce good work.
Yeah.
You know?
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. I feel inspired now.
I feel so inspired.
I'm ready to go quote someone.
I was going to say, I have no,
let's double
I
it
have
up.
No
let's
clients
double,
right now.
Double our race.
This is... I'm just reminiscing.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Wow. Those are some good stories. And I like that you ended on a good positive note as far as like
you ended on a very inspirational
clients.
Note.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
It's important to remember. They're out there.
Yes. They are out there.
They are out there. Yeah. They are. They really are. We had a couple more questions. Yeah. Maybe a few more. Well, one of them, I mean, I guess you kind of touched on this, but how did you develop your style? Like your actual visual style.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not
for
just
your
like
posts.
Poking fun at freelancers, but like how did you come up with
all of your posts are cohesive. Like when they pop up, I know immediately.
I know
it's you. Which is amazing. Good. Yeah. Good. I think that's what everyone is aspiring to.
Yeah, I think like I've always thought I have a lot of designers that I admire, and they have the confidence behind their work that you know it's theirs because they've taken all these choices that no one else would. But it's like, oh, this is what they do. And you can tell they had fun with it. And I think that I kind of just, the main thing that's my style, I would say, that defined it would be the color palette that I use.
Yeah.
And the only reason I use that color palette so often is just because like I genuinely just love those colors. And red, blue, yellow, and like an off-white.
Well, it's so primary.
Exactly.
It's so like
bold.
So like like
it's loud.
Yeah.
It feels bold. Very me.
Very eye-catching.
Yeah, and it's like I've tried using green and stuff, and it just never really worked. Like I don't enjoy it. And I think when it comes down to it, I never learned the rules of design, so I never really cared too much about following anything. I've always thought like I've had a good, I don't know, sense of the grid or whatever. Like, I feel like compositionally I can tell with, you know, I think some,
you have an
if
eye.
If you look at a you lot of design eye. Stuff, you kind of develop that eye, right? Like, after so long. And, it kind of just came out of just doing what I had fun with. And it was not overthinking it and just going like, if it looks the same as the last post, I don't really care. Like, I'm just going to, I had fun designing it. This is what I genuinely enjoy. And I talked to Chris about it, that designer I was talking about before, and he's like, he's got a very distinct style, like super experimental, loud, bright neon colors, like super whack typography. And he was like, he's like, look at my work 2 years ago. It looks the same, but it wasn't as refined. And what he does is like every time he designs something, he'll add 10% to it, right? Like he'll experiment 10%.
Wow.
He'll keep it the same, but he'll add that 10%. And it's turned into something that's so him. Like, it's so obvious.
Yeah.
And that's what I try and do. It's like, if I see something
that
I
think you've succeeded that.
Yeah, I think it feels like it.
I think you have.
I still feel like I want to go further with it, which is why I'm trying to touch into, like, animation and stuff. Because I think animation is really, there's so much potential for, like, comedy and animation.
Yes.
Still image, like, just a double-sided card, like being able to spin.
Yes, even just like the one that you had that was spinning around. What did it say? It was like, was it the one about like emailing about an invoice? Was that it? Or am I thinking of something else?
It was like, hope you're well. I think that was it. And then it flopped. But
it was good.
All the videos flop on my account. I think they're just, Instagram's not used to it.
That's interesting.
That is interesting. Because I feel like video for us does really well.
Yeah.
Or just video in general, like, or like, you know, animated type
stuff. You guys
stuff.
On Reels?
That's interesting. Yeah.
You post on Reels?
No. See, I know. That's a whole... I know, we're behind. We were gonna... We have on our schedule to do a Reel, like a little day in the life Reel. Mm. People wanted that, apparently. People told us they wanted that, so we're gonna try it. But...
It might flop. Who knows?
I feel like I just... like, Reels are really cool, but also not like there's
but also like a lot of work.
Yes.
Yeah. And a
like,
lot, of,
a lot
them,
of work. You know what it is? It's a lot of work to make look like it wasn't a lot of work.
Yes. And the ones that are really cool are so much work, and the ones that are not cool are like no, like the ones where people just like point at things,
yeah.
And that's like that literally could just have been a post with a caption, and I would have rather seen that.
But it blows you up because like, it's a reel. That's the thing. It's like it's
yes, just, and that's what's so stupid. I
know. People are growing really well from it, and it's like when I used to be obsessed with growth, I would have been on it, but now I'm like it's just TikTok, and
yeah,
I don't care. So I've tried, I've tried TikTok. I've tried the TikTok game. That's fun.
Have you?
I made one, and it was. It got like 200 likes, but the ratio of comments to likes was nice. So people, I got like 50 comments from people from Instagram. So I'm like, okay,
that's great.
There might be something here. And then I tried a second one and I showed it to my girlfriend. She was like, really? And I'm like, yeah, fuck, this is bad. This is a short form content. Really isn't. It might not be my thing. I think I'm a Twitch streamer. Yeah. It's so hard. You got to have a sketch, a little. Too much.
Yeah.
It's a lot. Yeah. You have to like storyboard and figure out like the logistics of it. It's literally.
And it's literally what, like 10 seconds or 30
seconds even sometimes. Or maybe it's
who has time for that?
15, whatever. I don't know. It's just, it's a whole thing.
Instagram's
it's way too much.
It's a lot. I don't know. And it, and then you just get over it as quickly as it just pops. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't know. I've never even been on TikTok.
Like, I haven't either.
Wow. I've seen TikToks.
Yeah, I haven't downloaded it.
That's how behind we are.
Purposely though, because I know that if I do, then I'll waste hours and hours. And I already waste hours and hours on Instagram. So like, I don't need another platform to do that.
I think it's protecting us from ourselves.
Really.
You're in a lucky position because what happens when you use TikTok for a while, and the reason why it's so addictive is because it has the best algorithm I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
And curates your feed perfectly. Like, it's scary.
Wow.
I bet.
You get everything you love. And then it shows you things you don't know you love, and then you'll start loving those.
And then you love them.
It's
oh no!
I'm not even on the graphic design side of it. Like, I'll occasionally get a graphic design video, but like, it's mainly just like it knows your comedy so well, and like what you genuinely enjoy.
Oh wow! Even just that's like, kind of creepy.
The niche within pets. It's like I don't get cute pets. I get funny pets. You know, like,
funny pets.
Yeah.
You know, like you get a very specific side of every major category, and it's scary.
Oh my gosh! I have a 5-minute timer. That is scary.
I got a 5-minute timer.
You have a 5-minute timer on your TikTok.
That's probably smart.
The screen time thing. I whoever invented the screen time and has that ignore for 15 minutes button?
Yeah.
When the time is 5 minutes and then you get the option to extend it by 15 minutes.
15.
Of course you're going to extend it.
Of course you are. Yeah.
It's so I know. Oh my gosh. Scary.
I have to, like, if I'm going to go off because I'll just open my phone and suddenly I'm on Instagram. Like, how did I even do that? And I'm sure it'd be even worse with TikTok. So I have to just delete my Instagram app because I can't have a timer. I just ignore it. I can't have it somewhere else in my phone because I'll find it. So I just have to, I have to completely delete it. And that's how I know,
I just have to chuck my phone into a drawer and, like,
That's, but that's, like, that how low my self-control same. Is. So, like, stunning. If I were to go on TikTok, my gosh.
It's not fair to us because we also have, like, four accounts that we're dealing with.
We each have a personal account and we have three business accounts we share. Exactly. So, it's, like,
it's how our podcast, it's our photography agency, and it's our studio that we rent out. So, like... You can
that's
just
a
imagine.
New feed.
So
we've created every account that's a different feed to explore. You know, you can scroll. Oh, Jesus Christ!
Oh my gosh, we've created we've created a monster.
We've created multiple monsters. three children.
Three children.
Three toddlers.
Teenagers,
much fun is
maybe.
Instagram when it's part of your job, eh? Isn't it the best? Oh, I love it so much.
It's wonderful.
Oh,
my gosh. Oh, yeah,
man.
Love it. Amazing. Are you on Clubhouse? That's a whole other thing.
Oh, I am on Clubhouse. I have...
Ooh, are you?
We should follow you.
Should we do a Clubhouse sometime?
I would be down.
Is that what it's called?
I have no idea. Okay. I've been on it
I don't
once.
Know how it works.
Honestly, we kind of suck at it.
We're really bad. We did
more
one
more people need to suck
club.
At it. That's the thing. Like, it should
it's,
be more.
We're so
chill
bad.
Like that. It's so bad right now. I hate it.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. That's why I didn't want to go on it for so long because I didn't like that it was like exclusive. Like, Clubhouse. Like, that's where the celebrities are. And I was like, well, that's stupid. I only went on it because we had a post go viral-ish, and like the guy who originally made that post, who gave us permission to share it, having no idea what was going to happen, he did a Clubhouse like on the topic. It was basically on pricing.
Yeah.
And he did it. And so I was like, oh, I want to like listen.
Yeah.
So now I'm trying to figure it out. And then now we're like, okay, maybe we'll do like a podcast club.
Clubhouse, yeah.
But like we tried to do one. We can only go up from there, I guess.
So you've hosted a club.
We just didn't know what the hell
yeah.
we were doing.
Hosted
yeah,
we one, hosted
what
it.
What happened? Like, did people join?
It's just awkward.
People well, joined, right?
Yeah, people yeah. joined, but it was just, yeah. like, I think it's just.
The conversation was good. It was just we didn't know what we were doing.
Yes. Right. As, like, hosts, like, we didn't know how to navigate
We didn't know
that.
How to host. Mm.
Yeah. Like, we've hosted other things before,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, not, like. Where you have to like, because Clubhouse is so specific, like you have to bring people up or people have to raise their hand to like say something yeah. or whatever. I don't know. There's just like so many components yeah. to it that gets like murky and like weird. And we were just like, okay. And then like if there's awkward silences because
oh,
like nobody's
so
answering,
awkward.
You're just like death.
Yeah.
Death. Just like,
oh, I've been in one, like, which was a designer one. So there were a few like 3D artists
okay.
and designers and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like,
yeah.
It was. It was at 6 a.m. for me, so I was like, this was when Clubhouse was kind of just starting, so I was like, yeah, I'll be
yeah.
in a fucking Clubhouse. Like, I don't care what time zone it is. 6 a.m., I get up, and I'm like...
I love how open you are to doing, like, just anything.
Oh, so
you just go for
it.
It
just the day
and
when
then until you get
six.
Bored of it.
Literally. I want to be on top of all the new tech. I bought VR, and then I
yeah.
had it for, like, I used it for, like, an hour. And then while I was in the VR world, I sat down on – this was when I lived at home, so my office was in my bedroom. And my computer was there,
yeah.
and I was playing VR, and I sat down on my bed to, like – because he had to sit down in a chair or whatever in the game. And I was like, oh, this is uncomfortable. And then 10 minutes later, I realized I'm sitting on these glasses, and now they're like, crooked or something. No one can really tell, but they, like, sit, like – they sit like that, and I have to like manually. Oh, it's a disaster! But like, I just want to.
Oh,
I want to know
gosh.
Everything. I want, you know, NFTs,
yeah.
Clubhouse.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm finally on Twitter.
Yeah.
Finally
on Twitter.
Starting from zero on Twitter. It's been an eye opening
experience.
Bottom. You know, celebrated 500 followers the other
now
day.
Now we're here.
You know, it's time to be alive. Not as many people came from Instagram
oh
as I thought.
Oh my gosh.
They
they're like,
yeah,
no.
It's like, oh,
I
what
love
are you going
to
tweet? That's not what you post on Instagram. And I'm like, it's the same shit.
The
yeah,
same
that's
stuff.
How our Facebook is. It's the same
you
thing. We only
Facebook?
Have a Facebook.
Get on Facebook. Come on.
Well, we have to. We have to have a Facebook because
it's a business.
You
have, right?
We have,
you
to,
have
to
be connected.
Have a business
true.
Account. And then. We also used to do like events and meetups at our studio before COVID. And so that was like, we would have Facebook
true.
Events and that was kind of the way that was like
Facebook
easy to invite
amazing.
People.
They,
that
no
was great.
They are.
So that's kind
Facebook.
Of,
yeah.
no.
Yes. So that's like why we had Facebook and we just feed our Instagram to Facebook. So literally it's the exact same.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's great.
We just use Hootsuite and it's just like
yeah.
the same exact
yeah.
thing.
And then every month we still get followers and like not that many but like a few and we're always like shocked
like,
we're like
shocked.
How did our Facebook grow because we're literally like it's the same exact thing like who is following us.
I love looking back on like a platform like that and you're like how did this happen like I have my Behance link at the bottom of my link tree like the bottom.
Okay I was gonna okay that was another question that I was gonna ask you. I was like you don't have a website.
No.
You have, no
Linktree.
Website, but you have
but
a
you
Behance
have a
that's all
yeah.
the way at
the
bottom.
You
have your Instagram. You know what? Okay, so that's another thing. I was gonna ask you what we should link in our show notes for people to follow you. So
yeah,
I'll tag your Twitch.
Yes.
I'll tag your Instagram and
yes.
your Behance.
Not my Behance. My Behance is a.
No?
Is, I haven't posted on that for 2 years, but
oh.
in that time I've managed to get 1,000 followers on Behance because
see,
turns
yeah,
out,
see?
Behance is a really good algorithm for discovery.
It is
like surprisingly.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
It is.
Yes.
And we've had, we actually recently have had several potential clients find us on
yeah,
there,
right?
which I didn't really expect because we don't really update ours
no.
either. Like, it's just, like,
we only update it when we're going on Adobe Live and we have to, like,
yeah.
spruce
Adobe
up
Live.
Our.
But even then.
Yeah,
we're
hosts.
Oh
we'll recommend you.
No,
yeah.
I got accepted.
We have recommend you.
It took me a few months.
You got
I was so pissed
accept
off.
It.
Well, yeah, I had to apply to be you had
what?
To apply.
Oh, are you doing, like, the. Okay, probably
oh, you mean
the,
to like live
to, like,
stream,
live stream
yeah,
on
yeah,
Behance,
yeah.
right? On your own.
Oh, you have been on?
We host people.
Fuck yeah.
That'd be so fun to host you. Okay. We'll recommend you.
We'll recommend you, and then we'll make sure that Ellie hosts you. Yeah. I can't do it because I'm not a graphic designer, but like she.
Well, I'm not a graphic designer either, but they think that I can do design, so I can host people.
Design. You do it for us. You do it for our brand.
I do it for us, but I don't really know what I'm talking about, and so I just pretend. And
no, that'd great. Be fun.
But you are good.
I hope they don't listen to this.
She is good at design. Don't listen to her. She's good at it. She does all of our branding. So like no.
Your branding. Anyway.
But anyway,
I didn't do the podcast though. I didn't do the podcast. We hired an illustrator for the podcast. She did amazing.
I was going to say that I always noticed because you know you guys have been commenting on my posts for a while.
That's Kirsten. Yeah,
yeah, that's Kirsten.
She's good at it. I always saw
that profile picture and I was like, who are these? Like, this is a cool account. Like, it's a very nice.
She did a great job. Thanks. She did a great. We need to get her on the podcast. We keep saying that. I need to get her on the podcast because she's an illustrator.
We're getting her on soon,
and she does really cool, like, funky illustrations. And she was so great. She took exactly what we said and like just like pulled it and like out of our brains and like made it. It was so amazing.
It was amazing.
No, it's really clean.
Thank you.
So that was what was my question. It's like, you don't have a website.
Going back.
I'll say it again. So if you subscribe to me on Twitch, you can get I don't have a website because I can't be
Your
bothered.
Instagram is your
it's
portfolio.
It's my portfolio. It's,
it can't be.
I can't be bothered. Yeah. I truly can
honestly, yeah. I relate. Yeah. Because
but if you don't need
as soon
to.
As,
exactly.
As soon as we started our business, I was like, why do I need my own personal, like my
yeah, same. I
personal
deleted
website.
My website?
So I deleted it. I was like, I don't need it. My Instagram can be my portfolio. People can see what I do if they want to get portraits from me or whatever. But like, I
think social media, Instagram especially, is so like Castify came from Instagram. All my big clients have come from Instagram essentially. Like, I think just having like a website makes you feel more professional. But then as soon as you kind of stop caring about being professional, then like you don't need one. Like I was like, what is professional mean?
Basically your whole life.
Exactly. I'm like, who actually cares if I'm a professional? Anyone can say they're a professional graphic designer. There's no way. So I was like, who cares?
Sure.
Get rid of it.
So that was going to be another question that I have that I was like, how does it feel to be a 22-year-old like designer artist? Like you're so, I don't know. I mean like you're pretty young.
Yeah.
And it's amazing how much you've like been able to do.
Yeah.
Up until this point. It's incredible.
Mm. It's very interesting because it's
like, do you feel like people treat you differently? I think I've
noticed something on Twitch where I think my age, because I'm more, you know, Instagram, no one really, you see a photo of me, but no one knows too much about me.
Right. Yeah. No one really knows how old you are or whatever.
But I think on Twitch, it's a bit different. I think people like watching people they can relate to. And my audience is, some of them are a bit older. And I think they would prefer to watch someone in the later 20s, I think. And I think that's a lot of the bigger Twitch streamers are in that age range. That's the only real thing I noticed. I mean, I'm very open about it because I think that if I ever have like a Zoom call with a client, for example, they're going to figure out that I'm pretty young. So I like want to make sure that they know that going in just so I don't have that weird who have we got?
You definitely like don't act your age. I would have assumed that you were like my age.
There you go.
Which is 27.
I
would have assumed that you were late 20s.
I think I don't know. It's like the page is just kind of.
You hold yourself up really
thank
well.
You. I'm glad.
I don't know. I guess I think you're professional.
Thank you. I try.
You're a professional unprofessional.
An unprofessional
you
professional.
Me, yeah. You should see me with clients. I'm like, I'll send through my contractor in a week. I'll just need to design it first. I don't even have one.
Oh my gosh.
Have one now. Everyone should get one. They're the best.
Everyone should get one.
That is like the key piece of advice we always give in this podcast.
Every episode.
Like, literally, don't work without a contract.
Get a contract.
Get a deposit.
Yes. That, oh my God. And then have clauses and everything that say that if they pay late, then you get more.
Everything.
If they cancel it, you still get paid. All this stuff.
Yep.
Yes.
Just security.
Yep.
The best thing.
Yeah.
Secure yourself.
But yeah, I think.
Security?
Yeah.
Security.
I think, the page kind of blew up quicker than I thought. And I don't really know, like, where I want to take it because it's not really a career yet. Like, you don't get paid by Instagram ever. Like, I don't get sponsorships.
Right.
I don't get ads. I've been trying to get them, but they don't really work for, I don't know. I'm kind of like a graphic designer. I have a very niche audience, which is creatives, kind of graphic designer.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think that since I talk so much shit about my clients through posts, that I think a lot of people are afraid possibly to work with me, which is interesting.
Sure.
Honestly, we're like us doing this podcast. We're like,
I know. I wonder if we're gonna- people ask us sometimes, they're like, do your clients care? And I'm like, well, the ones that we really like,
We don't talk about them.
The ones that we're not going to work with, that's who we talk about. Like,
trust yourself as a client that you'll be good, right? You know, it's just, yeah. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Exactly. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. You would never know.
It's fine.
Yeah. But yeah, like I...
We'll say that too. We'll be like, they're asking to get on the podcast. Like when someone's like terrible, we're like, they're just asking
at the
for
end
it.
Of the email, see you on the podcast. I'm like, what? See? Oh, sorry. Sorry. Don't listen.
You might want to listen to episode 37.
A timestamp. Oh my god. Yeah.
Oh man. Yeah. Oh wow.
But yeah, that is interesting because it's like, I don't know. I think people look at, like, you have 100,000 followers, right? So I think people like will look at that and be like, oh, you're like rolling in money from that.
Yeah, not at all.
You know, but it's like, it's interesting.
It's like, yeah, I think. Bumping up my prices so much has helped, and I think I can kind of charge.
Yeah,
I've been calling it influencer rates, right? Because I will post
what
I make on my page, and that will usually be more beneficial than them posting on their page. Even sometimes, like look at the Linktree. Yeah, the Linktree post got 200 likes on their page, but it got 10,000 on mine.
Yeah,
right. So it's gonna like that's gonna convert.
Yeah,
and I think if they accepted my offer and my price and just post it on their page, it wouldn't be worth it. So it's kind of like, it makes sense that I'm doing it.
That makes sense.
But I think what I'm trying to do now, because I've got so many different streams now. I mean, Casetify has bloody changed my life. Like Casetify, I could not more grateful for Casetify because they pay for ads. And
add to cart probably tonight. I'm going to get a case.
Yes.
Like I don't even make much from, it's royalties, right? So I don't get too much from
it. Right.
But like when they trend. I had my collage case. I don't even use my own case. I used someone else who gave it to me. Because I didn't have an iPhone at the time. So they sent me samples of a whole bunch of different iPhones so I could give them to friends.
Yeah.
And then a week later I bought an iPhone and I was like, oh, one fits my phone and it's my least favorite.
Of course.
So I've been trying to get another one, but they don't reply to my emails. But they're lovely. Lovely, 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 lovely. I love Casetify so much. Truly.
Yes.
Yeah, like
save yourself.
They my collage case, which was literally just my designs on a case, collage together, sells the best every single month by a mile.
Wow.
By a mile. And it was the Black Friday sales last year. And that month, like, made me move out. Like alone from Casetify.
Wow.
That is so awesome.
It slowed down significantly at the start of the new year. Like suddenly January hit and like I was no longer on the front page and I was like, oh, why did I move out? Like it's happening. Oh no. But they were the best clients and that's like the definition of passive income. It's something I always wanted to set up so I could focus on building Twitch and the page as well. Because I think, I mean, Twitch doesn't pay much. Instagram doesn't pay. And then it's like a whole bunch of little other streams that I kind of do. And I still do.
Yeah.
I coach improv at my old high school. I am currently doing an admin job.
Wait,
at a theater.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I really love working in like theaters and stuff. And I think it's important to get out of this space because I'm in here so much doing design.
Always there. Yeah.
And I think it's really refreshing.
Yeah.
Like I'm currently doing this admin job at Sydney Theatre Company, which is like the big theatre that I've always wanted to act at, which might never happen, but I've always wanted to work there. And it's like a short contract, and it's
never.
And it's it's a 9-to-5, right? And like, I didn't really expect with the success of the page that I'd be doing it, but I just generally wanted to stop designing for a while, and it's really helped kind of position everything. And then now I'm like, the other day,
give you some breathing room.
The other day, I was like, Elliot, you have 100,000 followers. I posted a photo of me holding my Evermade prints and those sales went up because it was the first time I fucking posted about them in a year or something.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, I need to, this is a business. Like I have a business.
Yes.
And
it is.
I need to treat it like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So by the time you're listening to this.
We all have posted about it?
By the time you're listening to this, I will be posting every day. I'm committing to it.
Good.
Okay.
Good.
I'm going to schedule
as you should.
Content.
Commit.
I'm going to make it all
schedule
one day.
Schedule it.
Schedule it all.
Until okay. May, whatever yep. day this comes out.
But honestly, that's how it's done, right? Like, I feel like yeah. we've seen that with our business. Like, anytime we put something out there and ask for it, like, in a, you know, indirectly, yeah. like, purchase this or whatever. But, yeah. like, anytime we put it out there, you will receive yeah. it. You will yeah. get that. Like,
well, the thing is, now you've built up a following of people who mm-hmm. are essentially your fans, mm. but also trust you. And I think that that is essential. I don't think you can just go onto Instagram and day one start selling no. things. Like, it's just not, no. you can't do no. that. And now you've put in the work and you're at a place where then you can start to see some profit off that. But it takes a long time and it takes like building that up. But you're right. Like, if you're not posting those things, how are people supposed to know? And they're going to be like, oh my gosh, I get to buy a case. Like, how cool. Or like, oh my gosh, I really want that print because like that's my favorite post by him or whatever. And it's like so funny. So
yeah, I think it's
yeah.
like,
yeah, like you just people, need to put it people out there. Will want yeah, to buy 100%. It. I think that's the mentality is like, oh, I don't want to like be salesy, but like people want it, you know, and you have to like reframe it.
I mean, I've just always kept it in my LinkedIn bio, right? And I'm like, oh, it's fine. I didn't even promote right. yeah. it. They'll just stumble across it. And I'm like, how many times yeah. do you scroll down yeah. your feed,
who clicks
like someone's
links?
Page that you really like a photo from someone's page that you love, and then go yeah. to their profile and click their link in bio.
Yeah.
You never do that. Mm-hmm. So it's like only no. new people do it, and the new people aren't the ones who are going to be buying your phone cases. Like it's
right.
the long-term ones,
exactly.
Right? So I think, mm-hmm. yeah, it's yeah. just a matter of actually, I mean, I'm doing a better job now of making the account more like me, because it was always just designs yeah. and it was like a meme page.
Yeah.
But now I want it to kind of turn into like more photos of me. I want to post a photo of me a week because yeah. I can't. Like I should. I should show
yeah,
who the person
should.
Behind all of this, because since I've been doing that,
exactly.
it's been working really well.
I feel like that's been like a real like thing within the last 5 years. It seems like very much like showing personality or mm-hmm. showing the person behind the brand or whatever, instead
Even
of just
like,
being like a
yeah.
very static, you know, feed of like, this is just the work, the work, the work.
And behind
but, like,
the
nothing.
Scenes stuff, oh, too. Like, people yeah. love
and education.
That.
Yeah.
Education behind the scenes. Like, yeah. oh my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good.
Even just a simple change that I've noticed a lot, especially with the design community that I'm in, is like profile pictures on Instagram. No one's using their logo anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of people are changing mm-hmm. into just photos of themselves.
Of the face. Yeah.
And I think it's like that people want to steer away from being coming across as corporate. And like as a
yeah.
business,
they want to be relatable.
Exactly. And I think that's what mm-hmm. I kind of am. The page actually started growing really quickly when I changed the profile picture to my face. Like it was something I noticed.
Interesting.
Like I actually noticed it.
Yeah.
That it was more. Yeah.
I mean, I recognize when it's like your, you know, your page.
A little,
yeah. I see your little face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The classic. My poor friend took that on a bloody film camera for a show that I was
love
in.
It. I love
and,
it.
Like. Every time she sees it, because she's a great friend of mine, and she's like, when are you going to pay me for that? I use it for everything. So,
yeah. You know? That's so cute.
Wow.
I love it. I don't know if you had any little tidbit or advice that you have for maybe someone who's a graphic designer or aspiring like artist like mm-hmm. yourself. If you wanted to
just
share
starting
any,
out.
Any
yeah,
nuggets.
I think Instagram and cause like I've obviously built a career off of Instagram and that's very hard.
Yeah.
It is very hard to grow on
it
Instagram
is very hard.
Right now. And
mm-hmm. yeah, especially
the way I kind of broke through it was through shareable content, but it is definitely possible mm-hmm. still. And I think you don't have to mm-hmm. have 100,000 followers to make a business. Like, you can be very successful as a graphic designer through getting clients when you have 5,000 followers because your work is just good.
Yeah.
And I think an important thing that people don't realize is that sometimes you have to get it out there. Otherwise, they won't see it. And mm-hmm. Instagram is a great place for that. If you just use hashtags, someone's going to stumble across it. Your account is going to be recommended on someone's explore page eventually. If the work that you post is truly good, then it will pop up on other people's feeds and you probably will get clients out of it. And I think it's just like, mm-hmm. you don't have to put too much time into it. You don't have to worry about growing too much. But if
you just have to be
exactly.
consistent.
And I think posting on Instagram was really good for me because it lets you enjoy design again, I think. So and you don't have to do it by posting on Instagram. You can do it just on your own. But having an audience of like fellow designers and fellow artists who can support you.
That's prepared to see these designs. Yeah.
Yeah. Not just for commercial reasons, but just to enjoy the work on Instagram.
To enjoy.
To save it so that they can get inspired later. Like,
yeah,
giving that value to people is really cool. And I think that you forget that you have that power as an artist and a designer to inspire others rather than just working for clients. So I think Instagram, if you're going to be making designs, you might as well post on Instagram and take some time out, if you can, to design for yourself, because that's how you get better. You're not going to really get better by working with clients. You're going to be confused because everyone's selling you different things. Yeah. Like, you're going to have no idea what people want.
Yes, that's
but
true.
It's like,
yeah,
because you shouldn't have to worry about what people want. They should want you, right?
Yeah.
Like that's what they should want.
I love that.
So like designing for yourself makes
sense. Say it again.
But yeah,
put it in the notes.
That's a post.
It's a post. Write it down.
But yeah, it's just, yeah, designing for you is good. So important, and just having fun.
Yeah.
Remembering that it's, and treating it like art. Fuck it. If people say it's not art, who cares? It can be. Like, make it something that looks good for no other reason than it, because it looks good. Like, maybe someone wants to buy it. And that's a really cool feeling as a graphic designer to know that people want your work as art.
Yeah.
I love that.
Wow.
I had one more question. Sorry.
No, don't be sorry. I'm loving it. This is great.
I always ask this because I think it's lovely to hear the answer, because everyone has a different answer. But I mean, you know, you're 22, but what have you learned about yourself through this career that you've built?
I think I'm not very good at freelancing. I truly think that. I'm glad I've tried to steer my content away from just like client work to more just content creation, because I think I'm better at that. But I think
it's rough.
It's rough out there.
It's rough.
I think it's like, I don't know. I
love that so much.
It's the biggest thing, truly. I think
it's raw. Yeah. It's honest.
Yeah.
I think I've enjoyed the process very much. I don't really know if it's what I want to do forever. I think it's a very interesting thing at 22 to get to this point and not really see where you can take it and kind of like, what do I do with it? And but when I have fun, it's really fun. And I think I've also learned that it's like, I can't just do this. Like, I'm a performer at heart. And if I'm not performing at the same time as I'm designing, it gets very draining and I get very bored of it.
Yeah.
Actually, you know, I think the thing I've learned most about the whole, this is going to sound cheesy, but it's like, it really is very lonely. Like, being at Instagram, like purely on Instagram.
Yeah.
Like, it's so online.
Yeah.
And it's, you get a lot of messages sometimes and it's very hard to reply to a lot of it, and it can be feel very intense, and as a process of just like trying to get through all your message requests and get reply to comments. And sometimes I just haven't been able to recently, and I'm fine with that, but it's hard.
Yeah.
It's like a lot of stuff.
It's hard.
You just got to sometimes appreciate the things that you have outside of that online world, because the page could end at any time. Instagram can be taken down.
Right.
And that's it. And like, I have to be ready for that.
Yeah.
And have to know that, like, I can't focus my entire life on this page and on my career because it's so online and so unpredictable. So I think I've just tried to set up. I've had a really good group of friends over the last year through COVID. We have a netball team. And we, you know, through COVID and stuff, every Friday night we would get on Zoom and play games. And, like, that was just a thing. And it was a nice routine. And then netball came back, and still every Friday night we hang out. And we just, in person, we play games. And, like, that group has kind of, like, really helped. This is really interesting. I always thought I was someone who couldn't relax. I was like, I don't need to relax. I'm fine. I'm just like, pushing on. Like, I'm the kind of guy who got a headache and never took, like, a painkiller. Like, I was like, I'm pushing through it. Like, whatever. Yeah. Like, I don't need it.
Actually, I'm kind of that way, too.
Right? It's just like,
I'm not. Give me the drugs.
I'm like, my body will adapt to it, and then I will, you know, need it more in the future. I was always like, I don't need to relax, whatever. And then my friend group went away for a few days, just to a friend's like house up north and on the coast somewhere at a beach.
Yeah.
And I stopped posting and I stopped looking at Instagram. And for like 3 days, I remember just being like, I am so happy. Like I needed this so much more than I could ever imagine. And I think, taking time to just get offline is so important.
To unplug.
It's so important. Yeah. I never thought it would be. I was always like, oh, everyone says so, but I don't like, I'm fine. Instagram, I can handle it, whatever.
Yeah.
And wow, like getting off it is so nice. And
It really is.
It's
And you came back and your business refreshed. And account was still and it blew
there. Up even further.
And it didn't hurt you.
I felt more inspired and more ready to go. And it was just, very important.
Yeah. I totally get that. I've been trying to delete Instagram every Sunday and just like the whole day. Just don't have Instagram. That's I'll like download it if I have to like push through a post or something. But like I really try to then like just not even like look at it because I think I've noticed my brain is different from like before social media till now. Like I have a much shorter attention span and like I don't know, sometimes I feel like I just like live on Instagram. And it's like, I don't want that to be my life. Like, I want to, like, do all these other things and I want to read more and I want to, like, you know, I don't know, just, like, not have to, like, be on it. Yeah. So, stepping away from it, it's so refreshing. You're just, like.
You don't really miss out on anything.
It feels like, better. You don't miss anything.
I think they tie the messaging services not a single thing. So closely with the social media posting services.
Yeah.
That it feels like I'm going to miss messages or miss events or something like that. But like, I don't ever go on Facebook, but like sometimes I'll just end up scrolling and I'm like, I check my notifications and it's like, reminder, you have 3-page invites or something like completely unnecessary notifications that I just do not care about.
Yeah.
And it's just, I used to religiously check my Instagram followers, like how many I was getting per day. If I was getting a bad week, I would force myself to like. If I made a post that flopped, the next day I would get back and try and make a post that was better so I wouldn't lose too many followers.
Right.
And
My
followers are, I feel like that's a very, I feel like that's a very common thing with, like, young people on Instagram.
Yeah.
Like, younger people, like, kind of feeling, like, monitoring their progress on Instagram as far as, like, oh, man, like, this post didn't do so well. Let me, like, try the next day.
Yeah. Well, that's,
like,
that's how it's designed. Mm. They want... That's what they want.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't, like they want people to be constantly putting out new stuff, you know, it keeps people
even
in the
app. Only a few ever really do well. Because it's like, I think a lot of people say to grow on Instagram, you need to post every day, which is pretty much true. Mm. And the reason being is because you're not going to post 7 bits of gold, but maybe 1 or 2 out of that week will be, and that'll help you grow. Yeah. If you're going to post twice a week, there's a good chance that neither of them will do well, and like then you're not going to grow. Right. So, but then why are we telling people to post every day? That's so much time on a fucking social media platform that is like toxic. And it's
Well, now those posts going around that are like, oh, you have to post, what is it, like this many times a week and this many stories and this many reels and this many IGTVs. It's like sorry, I'm not going to.
What happens when your account just disappears? You know, like all that
exactly.
time.
Exactly. Yeah.
But I did the posting every day thing for a long time. And I know a few people who still do it. And it's like, it's hell. It sucks. So I found it sucks, especially when you're putting so much effort into making each post good. Like with the funny and funny. Trying to come up with a funny... Yes, there's only so many design jokes you can make. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
I've used them all.
Yeah.
The one that we came up with earlier, the talk to the team, that's new.
Yes.
First new joke I've had in a while. So it's like...
Yeah. I love that. Well, we'll post every day, but we repost stuff all the time.
Normalize reposting.
We repost.
Repost. Normalize it. Let's normalize this.
Normalize reposting because let me
tell
you,
way.
Not a single person has ever messaged us or commented and been like, I saw this post before. Not a single person. And that's why if we didn't do that, we could not post every day.
We could
There's
not
no
post.
Way. That's the only way.
3 times max. Like,
yeah, if that.
I know.
Yeah, it's like that's the only way. And it's great. And like people see it. People like it. I reposted a photo today that it got like it was great. And people loved it. Comments like engagement. Super engaged. And not a single person was mad about it. And it was fine.
Because you've got a new audience, like, who deserves to see your old stuff. Like,
yes,
and exactly. And I think you spend, what, 2 seconds on each post? Like, let it live longer mm-hmm. than that. Why not repost?
Yeah.
You know, give people a second chance to have a better read.
And even people who were following you the first time you posted, the chances of them actually seeing, like, the percentage of people who see your post who follow you is so small.
It's very slim anyway. Yeah.
It's sad.
So, I know. Stories, I can't really think about that too much.
I miss the chronological
stories. It doesn't get better. Trust me. I am lucky to get, the best that I'll get on stories is 20K out of my 100,000. 20.
A fifth.
It's so sad. And that's when I post like three polls back to back as an attempt to hack the algorithm, which works. But like, wow, if you see a poll on my story, you know that I'm about to plug something because it works so well.
Yeah.
That's my tip to anyone out there. My only algorithm tip is post to make a poll on your story. And the two options have to be so ambiguous and so meaningless that people are motivated to post either side equally, so you get an even spread, like a 50-50, 40-60 kind of spread. And they're so stupid that people press them without caring because there's no stakes to it. They don't care if you see which response they do. And you'll max out your story views. You'll get more than you ever have. It's guaranteed. I have broken Instagram.
Wow. Love it.
Okay.
Pro tip by Elliot.
Pro tip.
I'm an Instagram ambassador. That's true. That's actually true. No joke. I have
a hat. My gosh. Oh, man. I love this. Wow. Thank you so much, Elliot. This was a wonderful conversation.
Yes. I don't know
if you had any more questions.
No,
but
it was so fun to talk with you.
I had a feeling this would be fun, too.
I knew it. Like, we were very much in the same wavelength.
With all the mess-ups and all the weird things.
Yeah. You got a real behind-the-scenes look
at us.
But
we are not professional podcasters by any means.
We don't pretend to be professional in any sense. So. You know what? That's hiding our green screen.
You have a green screen? That's sick. Well, you want to see...
Because of Adobe.
It has to be for Adobe.
I want the green screen from Adobe.
Yeah, Arabella got us these.
You
want to
see my mic stand?
She gets mad.
It's a Yui boom. My microphone is balanced on a Yui boom like that.
I love it.
I'm sorry if my mic's trash.
We got these because...
It's amazing.
Actually, like, beautiful. Good. It's beautiful.
We got these because it made us feel professional.
Yes.
So it's like, it's kind of that thing where it's like, oh, when you have it, then you like believe it. So then you maybe are doing it. But see, like, we're just not.
Honestly, I'm surprised that Ellie was okay with us spending this much money on all of our podcasts because it was a lot.
Well, I think you told me that you were like, look, this is what we need to get to have a good podcast. And I was like, okay.
Hey, you got a sponsor. I'll trust you. Sponsor. That pays it off, all of it.
Yeah, totally. Actually, I don't remember. I don't even know how much we spent. I think you just bought it, and I just tried to not look at it.
I honestly, it must have been like at least like $250 for each setup, for each mic and like boom, and then like our freaking audio interface was like another like $200, probably $100-something.
Wow.
And then like, I mean, and then all the freaking. What do you call this? The sound panels, the sound reducing foam.
I want those things. Yeah. Oh my god! I sing very loudly on my Twitch stream, and I die.
I need to watch.
We might have to hop on.
I'll be honest.
I know.
And just like join.
I haven't streamed in a while because I'm pretty new, but I am so happy with where it is right now. It's so silly.
So good. We'll make sure to link it in the show notes.
Yes.
And make sure that people can join and check it out. So
yeah.
But thank you so much, Elliot. This is.
It was so fun to chat with you. We'll have to have you back sometime.
Yeah, we'll have to have you back.
If you want to.
Yeah. So more than keen. Hold me to it, view or listeners.
More than keen. We'll hold you to it.
Everyone go follow Elliot. Elliot is a cool guy
on Instagram.
Mm-hmm. And you'll see just how cool he actually is.
Yes, exactly.
And I'm sure anyone who follows our Instagram has probably seen your stuff because we'll share it to our stories here and there because it's so funny.
It's so good.
It's so good.
And so relevant.
It's just like what we're all thinking.
I know. Literally. Inside.
It's a bit of fun.
Yeah. It's great. But thank you so much, Elliot. No, this is wonderful.
Yeah.
And Yeah, we'll have you back. I'm
looking forward to it. This was a lot of fun.
Aww. Love it.
And it is it 2 hours. Go us.
2 hours and time 10 flies. Minutes. 2 hours.
So when we first started this podcast, if you listen to our very first episodes, what are they, like 30 minutes?
30 minutes.
Because we're like, people are not going to want to listen to us talk, so let's keep it short. And then we just like, we did one guest that was like 3 hours. And then since there, it's just like
why
the
not?
Guests. Especially the guest episodes.
Guest episodes deserve 2 hours.
There's so much to talk about.
There is a lot to talk about.
You know, you got to cover, you know, the koala questions to the design coffee, questions to the coffee.
Everything.
Everything.
There's so many topics.
Yep.
So.
All the things. So, you know, it is what it is.
It is what it is. Yeah. And if people don't want to listen, then that's
and
their
problem.
And
if you problem. Got to the end, then make sure you leave in the comments. Hello, Elliot.
Yes.
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 I was born for YouTube. I bought the camera and everything. You guys talk about your mics. I bloody have the DSLR, the fancy camera. I use it as I make films and for the Twitch stream. Like little
Oh my gosh.
We have a YouTube too, and like it's kind of the same thing as our Facebook where we're like, wow, people are subscribing to our YouTube. How?
We haven't posted in who knows how long.
I mean, it's great. I appreciate it. The thing is, too, it's funny is like two of the videos that are on there are just like promotional videos. They're not even like anything people would get.
There's, like, maybe like one or two edit with me videos. But as far as like,
We always plan to do more. And then it's just
What,
you can only do so much.
You can only do so much. You can only do so much.
Yeah. My life.
Yeah.
But anyway. Right?
Yeah. Freelancing. Am I right?
Literally freelancing. Freelancing.
Literally. Literally.
That's the definition.
That's the motto. Can only do so much.
Yeah. But anyway, thank you again so much.
Yes.
And,
we'll let you have your work day.
I know.
Thank you for spending your morning with us. What are you?
You're going to go work on that post.
I might stream.
Just kidding.
I might stream today. Yeah.
Do
yes!
it.
Maybe not. Okay, I don't know. We'll see.
You're like, I can't promise.
It probably won't be worth it.
So good.
I bet you'll be pooped out after this. I know
I'm
going
to
be.
I'm ready to go for like more talk now, though. That's the thing. I might.
We like got you started.
I mean, I always feel super inspired like after a guest episode, but I also am always like, whoa. Yeah.
Like drained
from talking. Like I usually, my jaw is like sore because I smiled and laughed so much.
Well, and talking is different when you know people are gonna hear it. Talking, like just talking is like, oh, it's fine, I can talk all day.
Yeah.
But if I know other people are gonna hear it and they're gonna hear that, like, I don't know what I'm talking about. It's a lot harder to talk. Like, I feel like it's more draining because it's like
voice.
I'm aware that people are gonna listen.
Yeah,
to this.
You have to be animated.
You do.
Yeah.
And high energy.
Too confident.
Yeah.
Two coffees before 10.
Yeah.
Two coffees.
Exactly.
Cheers.
Cheers.
You would have been even more wired if you had a cold brew.
Oh, my God. I know.
Then I would stream after this. I'd be like,
Then you probably stream.
Hi, everyone.
Yeah.
What's up, guys?
What?
So good.
This was great. Oh, seriously. My gosh. You know what? This is the best podcast I've done. I said it.
Really?
I said it.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
We're
so honored.
That's high praise.
This was too much fun. You know what? Delete the whole tape. We'll have to do it again.
It's too.
I love it. I love it. Wow, that's a freaking compliment right there.
Yes.
So thank you for that. And thank you to all of our listeners for still chugging along
with us.
Is
there anything we need to tell people?
You know, do
Please
the same
rate,
stuff we tell you
rate,
every
review,
week.
Subscribe.
You know, do all the things. Leave us a review.
Follow us on Instagram.
Follow Elliot on Instagram. Do all the things. And we appreciate you so much. Make sure to send in some stories.
Yes.
If you've got
If
you've got any stories like Elliot where you got like the worst response or the worst feedback, like tell us.
Yeah. And I love hearing people's first client stories.
Yes, me too.
Because they're never good.
They're never good.
Like, nobody has a good first client.
I know.
If you
like,
have
maybe
a good
5%.
First one, let us know. But
yeah,
I would love to hear.
So, but anyway, with that, we should cheers.
Yes.
And kind regards, cheers. Possibly.
Kind regards.
Kind regards.
Is that our new thing? We're testing We're chesting it out.
I don't know if we like it. I think we still like Cheers. I think we like Cheers. We always do a more classic, like, ha ha ha, like, Cheers and bye. And that's it. But yeah. somebody suggested that we have like a little sign off, and I don't know. We're testing it out. We'll see.
Cheers again.
Yeah.
Cheers again. And cheers. Until next week.
Until next week.
I'll be back. Again.
Uh-oh. We have a new host. Bye. I was a sight for my soul.